Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time. Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Coming up on 7 after the hour, it's time now for our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the lists that come out every week from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. So these are the charts for this past week, week of June 21st to the 25th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my DJV colleagues, Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner, to comment on, to work our way through the lists, to find things that we really can add in terms of understanding what it is that's what are people talking about, what do we feel and sense. Jennifer not only does this program, she does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles. Jay is noted social media expert, so she's watching and paying attention to the Twitter comments that people are making, Instagram, Facebook, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So at number 10, the Britney Spears case. I think we'll save that for our trending box, Jay, all right? We'll do that. But, you know, also
I would think that's
there,
like number one or two on the list this week. It was such a huge story.
Right. It is
so many
deal.
Revelations coming from that.
Yeah. All right. So we'll get to that in a few minutes. The condo collapse, Jennifer, and the conversation around that causes, other than the fact that there are basically 100 people whose lives have been altered or discontinued by this, when you look at it, I think the building looks like it's about, what, 25, 20, maybe 30 years old?
Definitely during the 90s, there were complaints that were filed about the conditions, because the building's been sinking over the last several decades, and no one ever imagined that this would happen, and we don't know what the cause is. We've heard that there was some construction on the roof. We've heard that there have been reports about this being a building that was sinking and sinking very quickly. But I think it'll be some time before we get a conclusive answer as to what happened. Half of the building just kind of fell off, and it impacted a lot of nationals from other places. So Colombia, Venezuela, Paraguay,
people in
Uruguay,
in the condo.
That
people
were
in
there, right?
Yeah, right.
And apparently,
no,
go ahead,
Jay. Sorry.
I'm not just going to say. Apparently, the building failed inspections just even a year ago.
So, what do you do about that? So, what did the city do after they issued? They're still letting people live there. Why wouldn't they have cleaned the building out?
That's the question, right? What did the people know who were choosing to live there? What did you know? What were the circumstances? I guess, and we'll probably find out more right now. It's still really a lot about trying to search through the rubble and find the 100 people that are still missing and unaccounted for. Were they there? Were they in the building? Were they not? That's the question. They've been hearing banging all along. Is that just the natural settling of the rubble, or are those people that are trying to make noise so that they can be discovered? It's got to be awful.
Yep. All right, number 9 on the list of the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine is the Newsom recall, and what the Californians, there are some people who think it's a big waste of money because he's going to win anyway, and, you know, it's another attempt for the Republicans to take control, those bad Republicans. So what do you observed
Well, I think one of the easiest things, you know, we're doing a lot, there are a lot of recalls underway in our state at the state level with Newsom and then with some district attorneys who are pretty awful. And the response is, well, this is just a right-wing effort to unseat me. Well, it really isn't. The local recalls are being led by victims' rights groups, and many of them are outspokenly Democrat. They say, we're not Republicans. We didn't vote for Trump. We're not those people. We are the Democrats that are disenchanted with the people that are representing us. The same thing goes for Gavin Newsom. It's not just Republicans that signed that petition. It's independents, a lot of independents, and even some Democrats who are just tired of hearing one thing from our leaders and then seeing them act in a completely different manner. So the reason that it's trending this week is that it is absolutely official that Newsom is facing a recall. June 8th was the last day that people could take their signature off the ballot after they signed it.
Who does that?
Off of the petition.
Who does
that? Only 43 people in the state of California.
Yeah.
They would have needed 200,000 people to change their mind. And one of the things that caused a bit of controversy is that Gavin Newsom wanted the list of people who signed the petition to be given to him so that he could target the people who signed so that they could try to go after them door to door and get them to change their mind, which is not cool, because when you sign a petition, you should have the right to privacy, just like when you vote, right? No one gets to know who you vote for unless you tell them. So that thankfully did not happen, although they're still pushing for it to happen in future recalls. But Newsom is going to face it. It's official. And now they're looking at trying to change the rules to make it earlier. If it goes under this current set of rules, it'll be November. If Gavin Newsom is successful in changing it because he thinks he'll survive if he can get it over with quickly, it could be in late August or early September.
Yeah. I just noticed that the mayor, to go back to the condo collapse for a moment, the mayor says that apparently there are a lot of illegals in there, and he doesn't know why the building was occupied. Huh? Maybe you should speak to your building department, sir, and figure that one out. Okay, let's see. At number 8, the results of the primary in New York, Republican Curtis Sliwa, who's a talk radio host, won the Republican side. What's the story with this fellow who won? His name is Eric Adams. Happens to be number 8 on the people list at Talkers this week as well. So what's his story? Who knows?
You know, just kind of like the message that the recall of Gavin Newsom is sending, that in the furthest left state, the furthest left governor, like, in this country, is being recalled by his constituents. That was a message sent. Eric Adams also sent a message. He is someone who ran on against the message of defunding the police. And I think that's why you're seeing his popularity send a message to the Biden administration to come out and deal with this, that that's not a winning message for the Democrat Party. So he is,
well,
he calls himself the
it
face.
Isn't unless you're AOC or the squad. I mean,
right.
There's no, who else in the Democratic Party is beating
oh,
that
you'd
drum?
You'd be surprised. The whole progressive branch is for defunding the police, by and large. They are behind that, and that's
it's
why
idiotic.
They splits. Of course it is.
The words are poorly chosen. Rearranging, or if you will, somehow
or other.
And look
at what's happened to crime. I mean, forget the, yes, the words are important, but mm-hmm. look at cities that have defunded the police. They are all suffering. New York City is one of them. L.A. is one of them. They've all defunded the police, and now crime is hugely spiking. So Eric Adams ran on funding the police, but he calls mm-hmm. himself the face of the new Democratic Party. He says that he is going to reorganize what has become a kind of a city that seems to be on the decline rather than on the upswing. He said that people want candidates that have calluses on their hands, and, you know.
Well, Bloomberg, certainly the last mayor was an idiot. How did Blah Blasio get elected?
He had a lot of money behind him.
Is that what
and,
it was?
You know, the thing with Eric Adams is that he's a former NYPD captain, so he got 31% of the voters' first choice picks. They did a ranked choice contest, so we'll see what happens. It'll be an interesting race.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right, up next, our relationship with China is in the spotlight, number 7, as we continue our count up from number 10 to number 1. The story list here with Jay, she's going to go through all the things that are trending. And we'll get to lots more of our conversation here, so stand by for that right after this. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
this is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life, our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, meanwhile, back in the ranch here, the Talk Radio Review, overview of the stories, our point of view from the DJVers, Monday through Friday, the DJV program on the air, and this is our way of complementing the official list and countdown that comes from Michael Harrison later on. With what we've discussed, with these issues being paramount on our mind. That's how they get to the number, you know, into the top 10. Number 7, our relationship with China. I suppose the Russians, too. Are the Chinese or the Russians involved at all in our pullout? Are there any behind-the-scenes shenanigans going on now that we're pulling our troops out of Afghanistan? Like, I wouldn't put it past the Chinese to support the Taliban. And, you know, the Russians, well, the Russians,
they gain a lot by us. Yeah. The Chinese gain a lot by us leaving Afghanistan. That was the closest military base that the United States had to China, which was in Afghanistan. So that benefits them because we're not as close anymore. But Russia has made interesting bedfellows with us over, over extreme Islamists. And remember, they had a lot of terror problems in their country as well. And so we worked together a lot with Russia. No one really talked about it, but we worked together a lot with Russia, like going against ISIS and Al-Qaeda. So I have a feeling this was one of the things that Putin asked Biden about in the meeting that they had about what was going to happen when we pull out of Afghanistan. So I think Russia's watching pretty closely because they don't have anything to gain from another situation where an ISIS would blow up like it did when we were getting out of Iraq. So,
Well, they suffered the same fate as did we. In reality, you didn't beat the Taliban. The Taliban beat Russia. I don't know that they beat us, but we've given in or given over. How'd you like to live in a place like that? Think about it for a second. Think about what life must be like in Afghanistan. Or
I think that's why I get so, like, impassioned and crazed when I hear people that, like, poop all over the America and the flag and all of that. Because think about all the other places that people could live, that you could live. Mm-hmm. And then you think, you know, I know we're not perfect, but boy, would you rather live here or in a cave in Afghanistan? You know, it's a clear choice for me.
Yeah, everybody, let's hear it for the caves in Afghanistan. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, number 6 this week, the situation with our southern border and what a mess immigration is. The idea of immigration reform kind of going out the window, ladies, yeah?
Yeah, I think immigration reform is always being discussed and tossed around, but it's really hard to get everybody on the same page because everybody has such different ideas about what that means. I think probably the story that is the biggest this week is the crisis at the border continues, and there's been a ton of pressure on Kamala Harris, who was named like 93 days ago by the Biden administration to be the czar for
very
the border.
Very effective. She's been very effective in that role.
And so she never would go. And, in fact, when people asked her about the border, she would laugh about it. And I think most famously about a week or two ago, she was asked about going to the border, and she said, I've already been. And the reporter, I think it was.
Why should I go back again?
Yeah, she's like, I've already been. And they said, no, you haven't. And she said, well, I haven't been to Europe either. So now she's going because Trump announced he was going on the 30th, and the administration couldn't be shown up by a former president going to the border before they did.
Yeah. Well, what's to be, it's all grandstanding as far as I'm concerned. The people on both sides of the border, the people that live there, they're the important part of the story. And this whole situation has created a god-awful mess for the people living down there. 21 after the hour, trending items up next.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Compass Sports Car, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook, Compass Sports Cards.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now. It's time for our, hourly on the DJV program. We have Jay go into what's trending. And so this week, we have it used on our Countdown Extra, if you want to call it that, our review of the hot hits. Britney Spears says she wants abusive conservatorship to end. That's the headline. So what about this 20-minute? I was surprised it wasn't longer than that, actually, Jay.
I know there was so much revealed that it did. It seemed like it went a lot longer. But, yeah, Britney wants her conservatorship to end. She revealed a lot of the issues that were going on with it. There's the Free Britney movement of fans getting behind her saying, you know, lift the conservatorship, and Britney finally spoke out for herself and said that, you know, it's been years of abuse. She's traumatized. She revealed the fact that she has an IUD in her and she wants to get married and have a baby, and she's not permitted to have it removed.
And above anything else, the women's movement would be on top of that like a ton of brick. They were kind of a cretin, and that's what her father is. I don't think it takes a lot of heavy lifting to figure that out. Last night at dinner, I was talking with my family about this, and I equated to Michael Jackson and what he, it's not Michael Jackson, but Michael Jackson's father, Jackson 5, and what he did. But this goes way beyond that, Jay, because of the kinds of controls on thought, what your body, it's just, how does this happen?
Her boyfriend of 5 years can't even drive her in his car, and a lot of people kept commenting on the father.
Who's the judge then? How does the judge allow this? How is there a judge who puts up or not puts up with it?
Judge, this is how the law is written in California, and it is extremely difficult to break a conservatorship in
But how
California.
Do you get one in the first place?
Right.
A judge had to decide
question.
On that, right?
And, you know, it's possible she was in the state of mind, and she maybe trusted her dad that she didn't fight it and went along with it. But it is hard to break. And so the judge has their, she has her hands tied. She can only do certain things. It's a whole process to try to make this work. And maybe maybe Brittany will be the catalyst to change the law on this in California.
She said, I've lied, told everybody I'm okay and I'm happy. That's a lie. I've been in denial. I've been in shock. I've been traumatized. I have been faking it. Now I'm telling you the truth. I'm not happy. I can't sleep. I'm depressed. I cry every day. That's pretty strong stuff, right?
Yeah, she's held captive, and she's been making all of this money having to pay for her captivity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is well reality.
Yeah.
Okay, what are our listeners saying on social media? I see a lot of people commenting on the conservatorship, the hearing itself anyway, and the revelations.
Cheryl Grazik says, you can only imagine how much money is in her accounts at 40 years old. It's her money. If she blows it all, so what?
Right.
Holly Pittman asks if she's just looking for publicity.
I don't think so.
Billy Dale Cummings says, let her have her life back. And Colleen Maxey Smith chimes in with, unbelievable, she's earned that money. She is a grown woman / mother. We've all had some kind of issues at some time in our lives. Doesn't make it a lifetime of craziness. Give her her life back. And then all caps, all of it.
Right. All right, a couple of other things that are trending, like the Delta variant. What are people saying about that?
People are not here for it. They don't even want to hear about it. David Morris says LMAO panic porn 2.0. Well, Sam Watson says BS. It's another plandemic. Only a fool would believe these fools.
Well, I think
people are done
to that. Yeah,
and nobody wants to hear about health stuff at all right now. We're health out.
Let's go. All right, guys. Quick thoughts on Laurel Hubbard being the first person to qualify for the Olympics.
Yeah, pretty much everybody has chimed in that she is a male and should not be part of this. Jeremy Wood says, I don't care if they want to add another class that has trans women competing against other trans women, but this seems ridiculous and totally unfair. While Donnie Smith says, women can still compete for silver and bronze. Mind you, Laurel Hubbard is she's ranked fourth in the world. She's not even number one, two, or three.
Yeah.
She can't compete as a man.
That's maybe it. It's 28 past the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-529-2856. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-529-2856. That's 800-529-2856 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Flatline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, WeThePeopleRadio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back at 34 past the hour with our review of the hot hits in Talk Radio. The ancillary piece from the DJV program's point of view. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay Kirshner, Victoria is off today. So we're at number 5, the drought, heat wave. Jennifer, you're a West Coaster. How is it? What's it doing for the production of food? What are you seeing as far as prices are concerned at the supermarket in California?
Everything is sky high with prices. I mean, I haven't seen prices as high in forever. It's just, it's expensive. It's expensive to do anything. Gas is expensive. They pass that on to consumers when you're talking about food. The trucking business has taken a hit. Obviously, grocery stores trying to take new precautions with COVID. So I think everything is just like coming together as this perfect storm, and it's expensive. As far as the drought goes, it's been hot in California where I live, although this last week has been a little bit cooler. But one of the stories is that the California government, Sacramento, is denying farmers the right to use water in Central California because they cite drought-like conditions. So there are a lot of farmers who are losing their business or being forced out of state because they can't water their crops, which is pretty crazy.
Well, I'm looking at some farmers. You know, I do the American Family Farmer program that's heard on a lot of these same stations and in podcast form every week at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, And one of the big items this week, the cost of food, with an overview specifically of what people who raise beef, farmers that are raising beef, because your steak is more expensive. There was a story, a profile of a restaurant in San Francisco that I saw. It's called Harris's. You know that restaurant, Jennifer? In San Francisco?
Oh, yeah, Harris Ranch.
Yeah. It's a steakhouse. Mm-hmm. So the price of an 8-ounce filet with two sides has gone up to $56.
Jeez.
One meal at this place, $56. And as people, the chef of the, well, he's actually the owner, says he's paying 40% more now for the steaks that he buys in comparison to what he paid last year. And he buys them from Iowa raised, mostly Midwestern Dakota raised beefers. But the idea here that all the money is going to the farmer is ridiculous. As a matter of fact, when you look, I was looking, talking to the fellow, a 63-year-old farmer who in the post-pandemic world is trying to make a living. And he's suffering with the same things that we're talking about here. People buying grain or feed for their feedlots are raising it. The tensions that are created by the big four conglomerates that are controlling the price of beef, Cargill, Tyson Foods, the National Beef Company, the Chinese company that bought out the pork producer, Smithfield, yeah. So those are the people that are getting the money. The farmers aren't getting it. It's those four big, huge, 80% of the processed beef sold in our country comes through these big four companies. And you don't think that affects the cost of what you're getting? They are, it's like the big gas companies, right? Mobil, Exxon, and that bunch, they control what you pay for gas. The people who are getting it out of the ground,
it's all related.
Yeah, exactly. All of it is related. And to not understand that or not realize that and to want to do something about it, it seems to me, once again, we've got the farmers taking it in the you-know-what. And here's another thing that has to do with farming and the cost of food this week. The American Farm Bureau finding a very interesting loophole, if you will, in the Environmental Protection Agency's announcement. They're going to reverse some of the waters protection rules. This is not good for our system because the amount of scrutiny that small family farmers are getting way overdoes what the big conglomerates, the big ag business are doing or what they're being asked to do. And so when you look at the cost of that for our food system, in the government, one hand doesn't know what the other is doing, Frank. They say, oh, we're going to help the farmers out, and then they send the EPA around to close farmers down because they've got a puddle in their driveway that they're not monitoring. It's that kind of stuff, and people should know that, Frank.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I was thinking about when you were doing raw milk, and they kept your samples in the car over the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, congratulations on that. And then the influence, I go off on this tune every week, but it's true, the Chinese influence in our food system and the fact that they're buying as much. I think I did this. I don't know that I talked about it on the DJV program, but I did talk about it on the American Family Farmer, the influence of the Chinese buying all this grain. You know, the farmers are all the commodity folks, the big commodity markets in Chicago. Oh, they were thrilled this week because the Chinese put in an order for tons and tons and tons of corn and beans and grains and stuff. And everybody said, wow, that's great. But do you realize what the Chinese are doing? They're making you dependent on them. So you grow a lot more stuff. This is my cynical mind working. They provide feed and grain and things the Chinese need. And then one day the Chinese say, well, you know what? I think we're going to buy all of our stuff from Brazil or other countries in South America. We're not going to buy from America anymore. And here, if we become as dependent as we are right now on the Chinese buying our stuff, and all of a sudden they stop. What does that do to the farm economy? What does that do to the economy of our country? Think about that as you think about putting all of your eggs in one basket, as it were. All right, so let's see. Let's move on into number four on the list from Talkers Magazine, the investigation into all of the, whether it's January 6th or election fraud. I don't know what there is left to say, ladies, about that. I think at this point we've had it. We know what we need to know.
Well, I think maybe we've all had it, but there's a lot that's still going on. Pelosi this week said that she's going to be doing a select committee on the January 6th riot, insurrection, whatever you want to call it. The problem with that is that as a select committee, this is a completely partisan effort. There's not one Republican that sits on the committee. It's going to be just all Democrats, and they're going to be using it to try to run against Republicans in the midterm elections next year, right, to try to scare people away from voting. And I don't know. There's already investigations underway. There's already been charges made. The fact that we have now another political committee doesn't seem very smart. And on the election side, there's all sorts of audits that are going on right now that are turning up all kinds of things in Arizona, in Georgia, particularly
like
Wisconsin.
What are they turning up?
They're turning up the fact that most, I think there's over in Arizona, there's over like 100,000 ballots that lost their chain of what is it called? Their chain of ownership or whatever it is. So basically, they have ballots that were counted, but that no one knows where they came from. Every ballot, the reason you have like the little barcode on your ballot is that once it's turned in, they're able to see, they're able to track it until it's counted. They've had a whole lot, and literally the number's around 100,000 ballots that showed up in Arizona that were counted and no one knows where they came from.
Huh.
This is the same. So that is of concern. Is it going to overturn the election? You know, I think that's what everybody's afraid of. Forget all that stuff, but let's figure out how not to have this stuff happen again, right? Mm-hmm. I think the investigations and the audits are important. Do I think President Trump's going to be sworn in and President Biden's going to be kicked out of the White House? No way. I think people who think that are a little bit off the reservation.
Yeah.
But let's figure out what's going on. I mean, in California, there was a big audit by the Election Integrity Project, which is nonpartisan, and it shows that there's like, I mean, millions, 1.8 million more people registered to vote in California than are eligible. I mean, these are big problems. Those are numbers that when you talk about elections that are determined by like 300 votes or in Arizona, what was it, 11,000 votes. This is meaningful stuff. We got to figure this out. We just have to.
All right, 43 after the hour. You're right. Number two, by the way, I think is tied in the voting bill that was blocked. All that stuff. It's the same. It's all tied together. In a moment, let's take a sort of a quick gander at the vaccine situation and the Delta variant as the number one item this week. No surprise, continues to be COVID. Be nice when that's changed. At Talkers.com, you can find the list of the people. Also find the lists at DJVShow.com and on our social media, Twitter and Facebook especially. Britney Spears comes in at number 10 on the people list. Number 9, Gavin Newsom. At number 8, the two mayoral candidates who made it through the ranked choice primary, Curtis Sliwa, Republican, Eric Adams, the Democrat. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, number 7. Ms. Harris, Vice President Harris, is 6. Chuck Schumer, the dealmaker, is 5. I guess Joe Manchin, number 4, he's the dealmaker. Mitch McConnell is 3. Dr. Fauci is 2. He still is holding on. A lot of people are calling for his resignation, and maybe that's appropriate. At number 1, Joe Biden. Is he responsible for bringing the Republicans and the Democrats together? That's one of the big questions, and perhaps the answer will play out in the next week or so. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Our, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. The story list from Talkers Magazine for the week of June 21st to the 25th includes at number 10, the focus on Britney Spears. She's actually number 10 on the people list as well. At number 9, the recall in California. And number 8 has the mayoral. Some politics or people running for their offices in 8 and 9 would go together, I think, in that circumstance. Number 7, the story of our relationship with China, especially when it comes to food, the realities of how much food they're controlling in our country. The immigration problem at 6, the heat wave and the drought, what that's doing to the cost of food. Number 5, the investigation into election fraud, that sort of thing. Number 4, the economy is 3, the voting bill number 2, and COVID is number 1. This week on the story list at Talkers. All right, 46 and change after the hour now on the review. The hot hits in talk radio are the subject matter of this hour on the DJV program, and with the countdown put together here. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan normally here, not this week. Jay Kirshner, we're going to start a segment called Fake News Friday.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, it is. What's the number one fake story this week, ladies?
Well, I was just reading in the L.A. Times, on Friday's L.A. Times, they have an article about how the yoga community has been infiltrated by QAnon, and that there are a lot of people who are, like, in the yoga lifestyle or who would consider themselves very spiritual that also believe in QAnon stuff. And so I just thought it was kind of interesting, and we were laughing that, like, so many headlines are wild, and how many of them are crazy, how many of them are true, and it would be a fun little bit to put together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, figure out what's real, what's not.
One of our listeners out in California sent me a note. We were talking about the cost of food and all that sort of thing. No water in California equals no feed in California equals high prices of beef. The price of hay, I know what that is. Crazy. All right, so let's get to...
Plus, cows escaped the slaughterhouse this week in California. So
right, there was, I don't know. The police chased them down. There for the police.
God love them. They're like, you know, we got to get out of here. Bob disappeared. Next.
All right, so let's
go down the hall.
Remember Clara Pella? And
where's the beef?
Where's the beef? Okay, so if you want free meat for a year, there's an offer in Chicago from one of the meat packers there. If you get a COVID shot, you could get beef, pork, and chicken for a year. 50 families are going to be...
These incentives, some of them are so crazy.
I know.
I can't even deal with it.
I know. It really is. Free beef for a year. Okay. So anyway, this is for the people that work for this company. They have thousands of U.S. employees, and they say 70% of their employees are vaccinated, and they want the rest of them to get vaccinated, so they'll enhance, or the offer is, if you get the shots, we'll put you in a lottery, and we're going to give away to 50 of our employees enough meat for a year. So would that get you to get a shot, Jay? You get a shot? If you we're told, okay, I'm giving you a free meat for a year.
Well, I mean, I have to be honest. I'm questioning eating meat anymore after just hearing about the cow escape story. Yeah, I'm kind of like, I don't want to eat cows anymore.
So that, me too. Now, if you give me ice cream, how about free ice cream for a year?
Oh, I'm here for that.
Let's do
it. Yes, I can do that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Or with Jennifer.
It just depends what you're paying with.
Free wine for Jennifer. Yes, that would work. 100%. Right?
Oh, wait. Can I change? I want to be in the wine category.
The wine
You can mix wine and ice cream. Have you ever done that?
A little wine. Especially like a blackberry wine. Pour that over some vanilla ice cream.
Vanilla ice cream. Yum. Right. See, we just solved the COVID problem. We're done now. Right?
Yeah. Don't worry about this. From the beginning.
Exactly. Don't worry about the Delta variant. Actually, the stuff this week does show that if you get the shots, pretty much that is helping to keep all this stuff from spreading. Food for thought for sure, pardon the pun. At 10 before the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
The U.S. Supreme Court delivered a unanimous decision stating that the City of Philadelphia's exclusion of Catholic social services is a violation of the First Amendment. See, the city refused to contract with this Catholic ministry unless the Catholic ministry agreed to place children with same-sex couples.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time now. This is a review of the top five stories in the world of technology as organized by Victoria Keelan. Victoria's not here today, so my pal Jay Kirshner is going to work with me to go through the top five. I'll start with the number five one, and you can do four. Pretty exciting how this works, Jay, right?
I like
very,
it, yeah.
Very creative, yeah. Okay, at number five this week, the solution to problems at night, if you do not get enough rest, apparently doesn't lie in a new app or a new supplement, rather in an evening ritual beloved by grandparents and parents all over the place. The novel approach to counting sheep is reading an actual book and not downloading a book on your Kindle. That doesn't count either. That is a poll that found 15 out of 20 millennials are on their phones before they go to bed. 75% of the group, actually, that's probably a conservative estimate. The number, maybe 86% of millennials, reported trouble sleeping after being on their phone. Duh. It's like watching television, especially the evening news, right? If you want to compare and contrast that, 9% of those who are over the age of 55 said that they experienced sleep problems linked to the phone. So that would tell you, I guess, that those people who are my age don't use the phone before they go to bed, and people who are millennials or younger, your age, Jay, and younger, they are using their phone. So do you put your phone by your bedstand at night? Do you and your husband have the phone right there by you?
Well, I use my phone as an alarm clock, and I have it to vibrate, so it's right next to me, and the baby sleeps in our room, so it's kind of like I need really quick, easy access to grab it once it wakes me up so it doesn't wake anybody else up.
Got it. Well, it does shift your circadian rhythms, apparently, throws your body off of its natural wake and sleep cycle. Experts recommending avoiding blue light 2 to 3 hours before you go to bed. So that's not a good thing. And again, sort of TV plays the same role. All right, Jay, what's at number 4 this week?
NBC's Peacock streaming app is finally coming to Fire TV and Fire tablets. It officially arrived on Amazon devices this week, and the company announced that the app would be supported across Fire TV products. This includes Fire TV Stick Lite, Fire TV Stick 4K, and Fire TV and smart TVs. So, you know, that's going to be great. Viewers will be able to get The Office, 30 Rock, Law & Order, Special Victims Unit, some sporting events, including Sunday Night Football, the Tokyo Olympics, and WWE SummerSlam.
So you're gonna do you have this already?
I have the free I have the free version, but Peacock does have premium ad supported tiers, $5 per month, and then the ad free experience costs $10 per month.
That's sort of all the ads are worth is $10 a month. That's kind of that's a startler actually for those of us in the advertising business. Okay, number 3, Google appears to have automatically installed a COVID exposure notification app for people who live in my home state of Massachusetts on some of the Android phones here. System not only active if you, it only is active if you turn it on. The app is called Mass Notify. A lot of Android users say it was silently installed on their phones, no notifications. This is, what do you expect from these people like Google? And Apple, they're out to control everything. Your world, your thoughts, this is crap. But this is what's going on, and they're able to do it. I find it annoying. It's on Android phones, though, only, right? Is that, if you have an iPhone, do you have an iPhone, Jay, or do you have an Android phone?
Yeah, I have an iPhone, but it's the Android phones that had the app automatically added.
Right, added.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, number 2, what's going on with the FCC?
They have combined 2 categories of text message alerts into one. There's the presidential alerts and the alerts from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, otherwise known as FEMA. The two will now be in a new national alerts category, active on devices, and they will receive the wireless emergency alerts. And the goal of this is to warn the public of natural disasters and other crisis situations. There was that 2018 false alert in Hawaii where residents were warned of an imminent ballistic missile threat that ended up not being real, and that highlighted the need for improvements in the alert system.
I'm not buying it. Number 1 this week, top tech story has to do with John McAfee. Victoria taught me how to pronounce his name. If you have a capital A, then that makes it more
McAfee.
Pronounced. McAfee, apparently. Anyway, he faced extradition from Spain to the U.S. on tax-related criminal charges, found dead inside his cell in Spain. Spain's national court had approved the extradition of McAfee, so I think he was visited by the same people who visited Epstein right before he died.
Sounds like a possibility.
Right. they're doing international work now, these people. That's it, the Tech Review, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
Land ho! Hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. There's a lot of personal stories now beginning to emerge in the aftermath of that condo collapse this past week in Florida. One family in Surfside has found some comfort while the search continues for their grandmother.
Miami resident Mike Noriega is on the scene of the collapsed condo building where his 92-year-old grandmother, Hilda, lived on the sixth floor.
It was so hard to process because it was like something that's you're supposed to see in a movie, but you're never supposed to see in reality.
Amazingly, he found a birthday card that was sent to his grandmother flying in the debris.
I mean, what are the chances that that would happen? I just feel like it's really God's way of comforting us to say, either way, whatever happened with your grandmother, she's okay.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Meanwhile, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava this afternoon updated the death toll.
One victim passed away in the hospital, and we've recovered 8 more victims on site. So I am confirming today that the death toll is at 9.
And still over 150 people are unaccounted for. U.S. military conducted airstrikes today against what it says were facilities used by Iran-backed militia groups near the border between Iraq and Syria. The Pentagon says the militias were using the facilities to launch unmanned aerial vehicle attacks against troops in Iraq. 3 operational and weapon storage facilities were targeted, 2 in Syria and 1 in Iraq. Pacific Northwest continues to sizzle. National Weather Service meteorologist Dan Peterson says record high temperatures were set at 23 locations in western Washington and Oregon yesterday.
Portland, Oregon set an all-time record with 108 degrees yesterday.
And that record didn't last long, though. The Rose City hit 112 today. And in British Columbia, a town recorded a temperature of just under 115 degrees. More news at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the 4 ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from 4 different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
A 52-year-old man from Ohio died after falling from the mountain peak of a national park in Alaska.
David Schreider fell 150 feet down the slope of a peak Friday in Wrangell-St. Elias National Park and Preserve. So say park officials. The park is located near the Alaskan town of Kennecott. A park official says just before the fall, a family member in the hiking group reported Schreider asked for help and then rolled down a slope.
That's Andrew Stewart reporting. A minor aftershock early this morning after a small earthquake rattled the Baltimore area less than 2 days ago. The minor shaker had a magnitude 1.7 with its epicenter near a shopping center in northeast Baltimore. Friday afternoon's quake had a preliminary magnitude of 2.6 and was centered just west of the city. Neither caused any noteworthy damage or injuries. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Voters in a Fox News poll say Facebook and the IRS have too much power.
The latest Fox News national survey finds only 26% of voters trust social media companies to make fair decisions about the content posted on their platforms. Far more, 69%, don't trust them to be fair. 53% favor breaking up Facebook, while 46% feel the same about Amazon, Apple, and Google. Meanwhile, 65% say the IRS is too powerful, and 51% say the same about the FBI. Patrick Foss reporting.
Air Force is permanently moving its F-22 fighter jet training operation from a base in Florida to Virginia. The squadron originally was located at Tyndall Air Base near Panama City before Hurricane Michael damaged the base in October 2018. It was then temporarily relocated to Elgin Air Force Base in Okaloosa County. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuentes Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Download the app today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is the familiar music, the sound of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which is on the air right now, featuring Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen here. I was going to say to provide guidance, but I think that's actually Michael's job, guiding us through the top 10 stories, as according to the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the research indicating the things that Michael's about to go through with the story list in mind and the people all here at your service and on your side. Michael, help yourself.
What do you know? What a week. It was a crazy week with so many stories overlapping and squeezing into the places. So we squeezed a bunch of them into the top 10 positions. At number 10, we have two stories. Both started as not appearing to be big talk radio stories, and they wound up by the end of the week as being big talk radio stories. One, Britney Spears case. That's started as a celebrity gossip case, and it's actually now a human interest and a human rights case, and it's very compelling. And that's tied with the late breaking story on Thursday of the Florida condo collapse, which has turned out to be a compelling drama and a terrible, terrible ongoing tragedy as we head into the weekend. At number nine, Gavin Newsom faces recall. It's official. The details to be worked out, but he will be recalled, but he will probably survive. And the big tech censorship and accusation that their monopolies movement continues to gain momentum. At number eight, the New York City mayoral race tied with urban violent crime spike. And that's a big deal. And at number seven, U.S.-China-Russia relations and the pullout from Afghanistan is having consequences already. At number six, the southern border crisis and immigration reform. At number five, the western heat wave and drought and climate change. At number four, the January 6th investigation, or investigations, I should say, election fraud claims and audits continues, and Rudy Giuliani was suspended from practicing law in New York State, which ties into all of that aforementioned stuff. The economy and the infrastructure at number three. Number two, the voting bill was blocked, and that ties into race relations. A lot of conversation about critical race theory. Particularly on conservative talk shows on radio and television. And at number one, COVID-19 back in the number one spot, vaccines, goals, and the Delta variant. And there you have the top 10 story positions. the top 10 people positions. At number 10, Britney Spears. At number 9, Gavin Newsom and Rudy Giuliani. At number 8, our dear friend Curtis Sliwa and Eric Adams. Those are going to be the two candidates, probably. Eric Adams, not yet official, because they have this thing called rank choice voting now, and it takes a while to determine who.
Do you understand how that works, by the way?
Yeah, I do. Maybe we can talk about it in a moment.
Yeah,
Vladimir
sure.
Putin at number 7. Kamala Harris at 6. She's heading to headed to, depending on when you're listening to this, the border. Chuck Schumer at number 5. Joe Manchin at 4. Mitch McConnell at 3. Tony Fauci, the doctor, at 2. And Joe Biden, the president, at number 1. And there you go.
All right, wait a minute. You missed one. You missed the fact that Diane Warren, you know who she is, the Grammy Award-winning songwriter? She helped to save a cow that was on the loose in Los Angeles. Escaped from a slaughterhouse. The police chased it down about 7 miles north of the meatpacking plant. And she said she wanted to save the cow. So she did. How about that? That's something that's big time stuff.
What did she do? She bought the cow?
Yes. Brought it to a sanctuary.
I'll be darned. So the cow escaped. I don't know the story. The cow escaped.
The cow. Wow. Yeah, there's a slaughterhouse in north of Los Angeles, and so there are some cows that got out, and the police basically chased them all down, and some of them got away out into the woods. One of them was surrounded by 3 police cars, and apparently Ms. Warren heard the story, so she said, "I'll take care of that cow. Don't send it back to the slaughterhouse." So that's what she did. She paid to have it moved to an animal sanctuary.
So who should be on the... Should the cow be on the chart, or should she be on the chart?
Maybe. Well, she is on... The cow story should be on the chart, and she would be in the people list, I would think, right?
Oh, okay. All right, we'll have to reconsider this.
Exactly.
Well, I think it's a compelling story. Of course, we're kidding about it being on the chart because it wasn't talked about that much.
Right.
It's a great story. One that affects you. You run a cow sanctuary.
Yeah.
I mean, you walk the walk as well as talk the talk, as the saying goes. And, I'm kind of into that type of thing as well.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you brought it up.
All right. Well, number 3, I want to spend a minute talking. I want to put these two things together, though, in a serious way. Number 3 is the economy. People are, you've probably been out to dinner. I've been out to dinner. Most everybody listening to this program has been out to dinner over the last couple of weeks. And they've noticed that everything is way more expensive than it had been either during the pandemic or before the pandemic. For example, the cost of a steak at the Harris's restaurant. Do you know that in San Francisco? I've never.
I don't know Harris's restaurant, but I know that the cost of food has gone up. Yeah,
price of a steak $56 with 2 sides in a restaurant. So and people are blaming it on the farmers. Oh, of course, the farmers, they're the bad guys. No, the farmers aren't getting any of this. There are 4 major meat packing houses or companies in the country, and they're the ones that are slicing and dicing. Plus, in connection with number 5, the drought in California, there's no water, therefore there's no feed, or if you bring importing feed into California, very expensive.
Yep.
There it is. That's and the farmer is not gouging anybody. If anything, the farmer's getting it in the shorts because of the control of these 4 big packing companies, one of which is owned by the Chinese government. So
there's a lesson to be learned, and that is the farmer and the cowman should be friends.
Yes.
I don't know where I pulled that out of the air. But
yeah, that's very good, though. I like that.
Okay.
The farmer and the Dell, perhaps. All right,
And the cowman should be friends from Oklahoma.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
We're not going to sing a chorus of it, though.
No, we're probably. Not.
No, probably not. All right, here's a chorus of support for those of you who are losing weight. This is all about support to keep you going, to keep you positive, to keep you seeing, I'm getting results. I'm very happy about this. And the reason that people are optimistic is because they figured out how Calotren works. Calotren. Message for everybody around the country listening to this weekend is that you can have success, and many of you have had success losing weight. Congratulations. That's great. Now, The question, the challenge, is how do you keep it off? And this is the number one way to do it, the all-natural way. You don't have to be on a crash diet or anything, take drugs. Just take Calitrin, four capsules before you go to bed every night. It helps to rebuild your body. That's really what's so super about this. And this product came onto the marketplace 24 years ago, put together by a doctor and three of his nurses. It's made in our country, certified by the FDA. And you're not going to have, when you buy it, you're not going to have those annoying monthly recharges. I'm going to send you more every month. When you want more, you order more. You order it by going to toploss.com and use the DJV code so you can buy as many as you want, get as many. Let's say you buy five, you get five free. So there's all kinds of support there, plus people on the line. You can chat back and forth as to the advice they may have for you in your particular circumstances. Feel free to take advantage of that. All there to serve you and help you keep that weight off the natural way. Do Calitrin, do yourself a favor, do the Calitrin method. Toploss.com, the website. When you check out, no shipping and a free month supply using the code DJV. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Our, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. All right, 18 after this, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. All right, so we were talking about number eight, the two men there on the people list, Curtis Sliwa and Eric Adams, and I asked you about rank choice. And so, but first, Curtis Sliwa, well-known New York talk radio personality. He's been on the air in New York, what, 25 years? How long
very
has Curtis
long
been on the air?
I think longer than 25 years.
Is it?
And he's been
yeah.
a figure in New York culture as the founder of the Guardian Angels.
Right.
Kind of a legal vigilante group. I mean, they work yeah. in conjunction with the police. And
so what's he really like? You can talk to him.
He's a funny guy. He's a shticker. He walks the line between being an entertainer and a comedian and a showman and being a serious issues guy who, through satire and through shtick and through his crazy lifestyle, he's been in the newspapers with his personal life and his wives and his... He's a character.
Yeah.
Wears a red beret and a red sateen jacket. Yeah. So sort of like a costume. I had lunch with him once, and I felt I was having lunch with Spider-Man, this crime fighter. I actually felt I was having lunch with Superman or Spider-Man, and he ran for the Republican gubernatorial nomination, and he won in a landslide. His opponent to be the likely candidate will be Eric Adams. It's not official yet because there's a thing called ranked choice voting, which is a new system by which you list a number of your favorite candidates, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I'm not sure how many, and then that's taken into consideration to come up with an ultimate answer. So it's a little bit of a tricky situation.
It is.
But
well,
will Curtis win? The prevailing wisdom says no, too many Democrats in the city, but I think he has a shot.
I do too, actually. 21 after the hour.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. To help busy families prepare for get-togethers with friends and relatives this summer, Amazon is making grocery delivery easier and more convenient for all customers. No matter where you live or how you pay for groceries, Amazon is making sure families have an easy, affordable way to access food, including fresh, seasonal ingredients. SNAP EBT recipients can use their benefits on Amazon and Amazon Fresh to order a vast selection of shelf-stable pantry items, as well as fresh produce and proteins delivered right to your door. No membership or minimum spend is required. Get your grocery lists ready because seasonal delights such as summer corn, tomatoes, and strawberries, as well as grilling must-haves like chicken breasts, ground beef, and pork are all available on Amazon. Plus, families on the go can find an array of healthy and easy snacks like granola bars, trail mix, and popcorn to keep them energized for summertime adventures. For more information and to enroll your benefits, visit amazon.com/snap.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best price on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-546-1403. 800-546-1403. 800-546-1403. That's 800-546-1403.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Lots of focus on people this week, as it should be, with all these names on the people list. We'll go through some of those. I want to go back for a second with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. You were in the middle of sort of a discussion about Eric Adams and Curtis Sliwa and how it all works with the voting that is...
Ranked choice voting,
yeah. Don't know that I've ever voted in a circumstance.
There have been very few of them. It's a new thing. Mostly San Francisco has been experimenting with it in Nancy Pelosi's district. But now it's in New York. And it's a way of coming up with some type of order and reason when you have a field of 15 candidates and nobody's going to get a majority. But by applying secondary and tertiary credit to different candidates, they're able to come up with more of a meaningful number in terms of what's acceptable to most people. You say, okay, I want Adams first, and I want Smith second, and Jones third, and, you know, McCoy fourth. Then it comes up to some kind of a meaningful number, as opposed to the winner getting 15% of the vote. It's more reasonable. But people don't understand.
Is it legal?
Is
it constitutional?
Point. Oh, certainly. Certainly. Yeah, yeah. Anything can be challenged, but I don't see any constitutional problem because it's just a method. It's as constitutional as the Electoral College or any other cockamamie scheme that we have in trying to figure out how to have an accurate representation of the people's will, you know? It ain't so easy, is it?
No, certainly isn't. You know, that reminds me, what Begg's comment this week are the announcement of some of the rulings that have come down this term from the Supreme Court. And the way they've come down, the number that have been heavily on one side, like it would be either all voting for some of this stuff or almost all of them voting for it. And it kind of flies in the face of all the politicians or the kind of grousing on talk radio programs about how they're trying to stack, when Trump put those people in, they're all going to be conservatives and they'll ruin the court. Somebody gets added, they're not doing that. They're not doing at all what people expected them to do, right?
Yeah, well, because they're now lifetime members of the court, and they're saying, hey, I'm not loyal to Trump. I'm not loyal to anybody. I'm a Supreme Court justice. And they're showing that they're loyal to the principles of law and the principles of the Constitution that they have sworn to uphold. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing. I'm glad to see that, once they get in there, they're not as partisan. I don't know if I'm a big fan of lifetime appointments. The whole purpose of that was to keep Supreme Court justices above politics. They sort of are not above it, but more so, as you pointed out, than we expected.
Yeah, right. And like anything else, though, how are we going to deal going forward with the politicization of everything? Is it good for talk radio? Is it good for America? Because there are a lot of people who are looking at what's going on and they shake their heads thinking, can we make any decision? Can we talk about anything? Look at COVID and how that became politicized to the point of it really affecting the outcome of what happened in a lot of people's lives.
I think that the politicization of everything is dangerous, and it makes us lose sight of our principles. It makes us seek victory at the expense of truth. And if we don't have any bipartisan or any kind of compromise or any kind of commonality, we can't be a nation. The old saying, united we stand, divided we fall. We will surely fall. So, no, we've got to learn how to separate what's common sense, what truths are self-evident, mm-hmm. as it pointed out in the Declaration, and how to rise above partisanship when it is for the common good. We don't do that right now, and that's dangerous.
You know, I was just thinking about the East and West Coast and how much of our focus often is on that. We're talking about Curtis Sliwa running for, perhaps even being elected mayor of, and what a character he is, mayor of New York. And then you look at Caitlyn Jenner possibly becoming the governor.
Very, very, very small possibility.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying is these characters, man, they're all over the place. 28 past the hour. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning.
During the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses and experience your coolest sleep this summer with our best Breeze savings of the year. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-Mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love is what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on...
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more, right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco. 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Donnie Smith. The town of Delta was established by the California and Oregon Railroad in 1884 at the confluence of the Sacramento River and Dog Creek. Railroad officials turned the site into a temporary railhead terminal, laid out a town site, and gave it a more dignified name of Delta because of the similarities of the town site terrain and the Greek letter Delta. Redding and Shasta merchants flocked to the area to open stores, believing it would be another red-hot railhead town like Redding. Delta soon thrived, but almost disappeared as fast as it had appeared. What little remained became a stopover for steam engines to take on water for the rest of the climb through the canyon. Delta still exists today as a very small, quiet community. This moment in history was brought to you by KCNR and Shasta County historian Dottie Smith. For more stories like this, find Dottie Smith on Amazon or at the Shasta Historical Society. Please.
After the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of June 21st to the 25th. Doug Steffen here with my friend Michael Harrison for this last week of June. The time, ever think about time? I don't mean this to sound like an episode of The Twilight Zone, but think about how the time just seems that we're already at the 4th of July, Michael.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going faster and faster, and everybody seems to be experiencing that phenomenon.
Yeah.
It's, you know, we talk about it. We've all talked about it all our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's a very real perception. And, of course, there's two schools of thought on it. One is that simply as you get older, each parcel of time is a smaller percentage of your experience, so it seems to be faster and shorter. The other theory is that the universe is expanding at an exponential rate, and space and time are connected, that maybe time is going faster, mm-hmm. and that we collectively are experiencing it, but we can't wrap our brains around it.
We can't wrap our brains around most of the stuff that is like the UFO stuff. Yeah, what do we... There really are UFOs. I believe in that. Do you believe that there really are UFOs?
I believe there are unidentified flying objects, yeah, you know, or, you know, things that people are seeing.
Aliens.
There. I don't know if they're aliens. I seriously doubt anybody is going to fly to this planet on a vehicle from those gigantic distances and come and fly around in our atmosphere and taunt planes and things. I just don't see that as realistic.
Yeah, really? What happened to remember the movie, the television show V, where all the people were actually from another planet and they were
reptiles.
Snakes that forked tongues? Yeah, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Huh? No, but I mean, I do believe there's life. I believe there's life out there. I think scientifically it would be shocking if there weren't, based on the numbers, based on what we know. And there's reason perhaps why we haven't encountered any, because of the vast size of the universe, both in terms of space and time. There might have been civilizations that were a million years ago, or a million years from now, and a million light years away. So it's hard, you know, it's like being on a desert island and going, where is the city? You know, well, there is no city there, but there's a bigger world. But I just don't think that they would be coming here in rickety vehicles. I think that they would have transcended, you know, mechanics. They're not going to be driving, you know, with a steering wheel and a gas pedal. Okay, we're at Earth. You know, it's just not going to be that way. It's possible they're interdimensional, that they're not from far away, that they're just from a different dimension, which is part of the multi-universe theory, the multiverse theory. And that's possible, too, that there are all these parallel universes that are just like on a radio dial. One little spin of the dial, different frequency, and you have a whole different thing occupying the same space.
That was what that TV show that starred my friend Jonathan Tucker, the show was called Debris. And it was on for a season, and they didn't really kind of know what to do with it after their first season, because there were too many things in it that made too much sense and scared people.
Well, at least they didn't know what to do with it after one season, as opposed to leading us on for decades with The X-Files and never giving us a payoff.
Right.
That was a tragedy.
Yeah, that was awful.
Yeah,
right. Exactly. What an outrage that was.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, NASA is being told by scientists they need to update their radiation limits for the astronauts, because if you send somebody out on a long duration mission to places like Mars, what are they going to be exposed to? That's one of the things that hasn't been much discussed, but it's got to be a reality, right? All the cosmic rays and
space is dangerous. Space is extremely dangerous for the human animal, for humanity, and it's a problem. On a lot of levels, there's the radiation, there's the effects of you know, no gravity. It makes your muscles, become useless.
Atrophy.
And other issues as well, psychological issues. It actually affects your DNA.
Yeah, and then women who go into space have a problem reproducing, apparently. Female astronauts face different sort of problems than men do. And I'm going to use that as a tie-in to the Britney Spears discussion. Number 10 this week on both the people list and the story list is the story of Britney Spears going to court. I don't know how much of that you followed. It's pretty tragic, actually, when you get down to
it. Yeah, it's very compelling. I pity her. People are pitying her. Her story is compelling. She's basically been a slave. And she's a grown woman, and she's still under the control of what she portrays as a very cruel father.
A woman in this time being told that she can't control her own body, that she can't take an IUD out because the conservatorship doesn't allow it. That is, her father doesn't allow it. How do these things even happen?
That's the
well,
thing.
People are capable of very cruel and unjust behavior. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we're stuck in that situation where we have to deal with being human, and human beings are very complicated.
And are there too many of us?
Are there too many of us? that's a loaded question. Overpopulation. Overpopulation can be problematic, but I don't necessarily want to offer a solution to it.
Oh, shucks.
Well, I mean, you know, think about what that implies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. It's deep stuff. The condo thing. I think we started talking about this on the air. We were talking about it on the air, off the air, because of the situation down there. I wonder what it'll do to people who want to buy places down there. You have a place.
Scary.
Similar.
I have a place that my Florida home is a similar type of a situation. Mm-hmm. And we're going through major construction right now that has been a pain in the butt. And then you think about, how do people really know how strong a building is? I got to tell you, having lived in Manhattan, I don't know how Manhattan operates. It's so convoluted in terms of tunnels and wiring and old.
Control. When you go into Penn Station, look at this. That's been like that for 100 years or more.
Exactly. I mean, who's maintaining every nut and bolt? So, you know, the feeling is that the infrastructure, when we don't stay on top of these things, and we can't economically or just from a standpoint of the complexity of it, you never know if the ground beneath your feet is going to cave in or something over your head is going to fall on you.
I'm just thinking about Penn Station and that the tower is a big skyscraper built on top of Penn Station.
Yes.
And again, when you go into, if you ever go into or out of New York City on the train, and you look around, if you can see, it's dark for the most part, but
those
wires hanging down.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And water
people,
dribbling.
Water dripping. People living in perhaps, you know, underground apartments, the mole people. I mean, there are people that live underground in major cities because they can't be policed. They steal electricity from long cords. You don't know who's living behind the wall. But just in terms of bringing this back to reality, an apartment building was built with different codes back in the 80s or the 60s, and it's gone through hurricanes, it's gone through floods, it's gone through wear and tear, and maybe cheesy maintenance, you know, contractors that skimp on what they promise, and it adds up, and all of a sudden, boom, a building collapse. Can you imagine the sheer terror of having, you know, you're sitting in your apartment, you think you're secure, and all of a sudden, the whole world collapses around you?
Yeah, terror. Literally. Yeah. Okay, so then let's play that into the number three story, the infrastructure bill that's before the bipartisan infrastructure deal. That isn't really, because after they all congratulated themselves this week, hey, these Republicans, these Democrats, they got together, we've agreed on how much to spend, and then Joe Biden says when he leaves the meeting, well, yeah, we're going to maybe do that if they go along with the appropriations bill having the rest of the money in that. And you know that in talk about slanted news, there's not one word in the New York Times story. It's all about how great Biden is and how he brought the Republicans together and there's going to be this bipartisan bill. Not one word in there about the fact that the bill really is only part of it. The rest of it goes into the rest of the money. This is how these guys do stuff. You talk about being slick and the public doesn't really know it, depending on how you look at, you know, what your news source is. Certainly it's very one-sided, but this is, you know, people are celebrating, wow, this is great. Finally, we've got a bipartisan. It's not that at all, right?
I don't know. You bring up a very good point, but I don't know how it's going to play out. Sometimes moving in the right direction, even though it's compromised and full of all kinds of shady, you know, subplots where the money goes here, the money goes there, sometimes that's better than nothing happening.
So, yeah, I suppose, yeah.
There's a reality to, you know, greasing the skids to keep the machine operating. But no, I don't know how it's going to play out. You bring up a very good point. And one of the things is when you do get objective news that doesn't have any kind of slant, a lot of people are not equipped to be able to interpret it. That's why they want people to give them opinion first and then work that into fact, as opposed to fact into opinion. It's a very fascinating process.
Yeah. And then what are the facts? Yeah. There we go, back and forth. I'll give you the facts about one thing, and that is the way for you to enjoy gluten-free products like great cookies, breads, rolls, buns, that sort of thing, is to go to ebonsbakehouse.com, E-B-A-N-S, ebonsbakehouse.com, and avail yourself of the choices. Yummy cookies. And these, the only difference between these and other cookies, they don't have any gluten in them. So they don't have any preservatives, so you got to keep them in the refrigerator or the freezer. But the taste, I just had one, as a matter of fact, a few minutes ago. These are yummy products, hamburger buns that you want to enjoy this time of year. Who wants to have a hamburger without a bun? And yet, if you have a gluten intolerance, you can't find buns to enjoy the hamburger with. Not so anymore. Go to ebonsbakehouse.com and check out the choose the hamburger buns or the dinner rolls or whatever else is there that appeals to you. Try it. Use the DJV code for a big discount when you check out. And then if you don't like them, you get your money back. I think you're going to love them, though. It's a really wonderful alternative to some of the things that you're told are gluten-free in the store and they turn out not to be. This is the real deal at ebonsbakehouse.com. The story list from Talkers Magazine for the week of June 21st to the 25th includes at number 10 the focus on Britney Spears. She's actually number 10 on the people list as well. At number 9, the recall in California, and number 8 has the mayoral. Some politics or people running for their offices in 8 and 9 would go together, I think, in that circumstance. Number 7, the story of our relationship with China, especially when it comes to food, the realities of how much food they're controlling in our country. The immigration problem at 6, the heat wave and the drought, what that's doing to the cost of food, number 5. The investigation into election fraud, that sort of thing, number 4. The economy is 3. The voting bill, number 2. And COVID is number 1. This week on the story list at Talkers.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use AutoTempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Use the discount code DJV.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses and experience your coolest sleep this summer with our best breeze savings of the year. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, AutoTempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use AutoTempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars. One search.
At Talkers.com, you can find the list of the people. Also find the lists at DJVShow.com and on our social media, Twitter and Facebook especially. Britney Spears comes in at number 10 on the people list. Number 9, Gavin Newsom. At number 8, the two mayoral candidates who made it through the ranked choice primary, Curtis Sliwa, Republican, Eric Adams, the Democrat. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, number 7. Ms. Harris, Vice President Harris, at 6. Chuck Schumer, the dealmaker, is 5. I guess Joe Manchin, number 4. He's the dealmaker. Mitch McConnell is 3. Dr. Fauci is 2. He still is holding on. A lot of people are calling for his resignation, and maybe that's appropriate. At number 1, Joe Biden. Is he responsible for bringing the Republicans and the Democrats together? That's one of the big questions, and perhaps the answer will play out in the next week or so. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, quick plug for the interview this week, Bill O'Reilly. Right? That's what you have.
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly interview recorded at Hofstra. It's a great one-on-one with Bill O'Reilly. We talk about the Trump tour, and it's mhinterview.com.
He's a character, man, O'Reilly. All right, Michael, thank you. 10 before the hour.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
At Bauhaus Builders, demand is through the roof. To keep up, his business needs a stronger foundation.
Cut the saw, right? Just one sec. Bauhaus Builders, this is Bauhaus. This weekend? Yeah, we can do it.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Merry AC Month is going on right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If your AC is blowing hot air, you need immediate relief. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts during Merry AC Month and get up to a $100 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase a Merry AC compressor, accumulator, dryer, expansion device, or condenser. There's no need to sweat it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. Talk to their professional parts people, or you can visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now continuing with Stephen J. J. Wiseman, who is our legal expert, Professor of Bentley University,
I like to have him go through some of the things that are on the list and give us his legal opinion. There's a business in the business of tech monopolies. I wanted to ask you about the bill that's been introduced. Actually, there are five of them to unwind the monopolies that Apple and Amazon and Facebook and Google have. Apparently, Congress is sending a strong signal. Can they do it? Can the Justice Department regulate, or the Federal Trade Commission, or whomever, can they get these guys back to basics?
Yeah, it's a resounding maybe. And the reason for that is that when we look at antitrust law, and it would have to be a violation of antitrust law to kind of break up and limit these companies. The big thing is it isn't enough to have a monopoly. The key element is it has to be a monopoly that harms consumers. And this has been an argument that has actually been fairly successful by some big companies, including some tech companies in the past. You know, they will say even, you know, forget about harming consumers. We are providing services that are free to consumers. Of course, if you believe that it's totally free, I got a bridge in Brooklyn to tell you.
Yeah.
And in fact, there are a lot of aspects to that. But there is a significant argument that they can bring. And quite frankly, I look at this Supreme Court, which becomes, kind of difficult to guess. Some of these new justices aren't as predictable as you might think.
Right.
I don't think it would be a slam dunk to be splitting up some of these major tech players. However, you know, I think tech is smart enough to see the shot across the bow and maybe agree to some kind of limitations.
Right. Okay, you mentioned the Supreme Court, how they are not doing what a lot of the politicians on either side thought they were going to do. That brings us around to the announcement of a lot of the cases they've worked on during this session as they end the session for their summer recess. So what do you make of a couple of interesting ones came down this week, the announcement of them, but in general, this court, this season, Steve?
Yeah, you know, I'm finding it pretty interesting. You know, one of the things is that you look at Justice Roberts, and particularly how he has been very, very strong in regard to not having the court be, as he would see it, too political. I think the case that came down about a week ago dealing with the Affordable Care Act, in which it wasn't so much that the Affordable Care Act withstood the challenge. The challenge being made by Texas and some of these other states legally was not particularly strong. But what got me was the tone of the opinion and the fact that it was an overwhelming opinion of the court. That, I thought, was pretty interesting. Same thing more recently. There was a case having to do with free speech for a 14-year-old cheerleader dealing with some social media. Now, this supposed conservative court unanimously came out in favor of her rights as a student to free speech. So they are, you know, they're not as doctrinaire as one might think. And, you know, frankly, we look at the Supreme Court cases and some of the real contested ones. But quite frankly, there are a lot of cases where these jurists agree. So I think this court will not be quite as predictable as people think, and that's probably good.
Good thing. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Britney Spears and that legal mess. How in the world was that allowed in the first place? How does something like that happen where somebody's an adult and their rights are taken away from her? She's obviously not that crazy.
You know, I got to echo what you're saying, Doug. It beats the hell out of me. I have not been in any of the courtrooms where these cases have gone on over the years. That being said, you're absolutely correct. A conservatorship where a court appoints a fiduciary to take over someone's management of all of their finances is a very, very unusual and strong thing that you find where someone has dementia or whatever. Making bad decisions is not enough. And so I'm both startled that it has gone on this long, and I'll be curious to see what they eventually come up with an opinion. quite frankly, with the information that I have, I don't know how they can't throw this out and get rid of that conservatorship.
The whole thing. Yeah, exactly. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spin at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstro. Gas prices up 2 cents over the past 2 weeks to $3.15 per gallon. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the uptick's about a third of the amount crude oil prices rose over the same time frame. A similar rise likely to occur in the coming days, and additional price hikes in the future may be larger as wholesale prices increase and some states are increasing their fuel taxes starting July 1st. Lundberg says the top gas price, as always, in California.
The high in this panel of cities is San Francisco Bay Area at $4.33, and the low is Baton Rouge at $2.63.
And the publisher of the eponymous industry survey says diesel also rose 2 cents to an average of $3.27 a gallon. Federal officials citing the surge of incidents involving disruptive and sometimes violent passengers in resuming self-defense training for airline flight attendants and pilots. The classes, which are voluntary for crews, were halted last year because of COVID-19, first class scheduled for early July. The closure of Hong Kong's most vocal pro-democracy newspaper being mourned by President Biden.
The president issued a statement calling the closure of the Apple Daily a sad day for media freedom and said it signaled intensifying repression by China. He said people in Hong Kong have the right to freedom of the press. Instead, Beijing is denying basic liberties. After the newspaper printed its last edition on Thursday, Mr. Biden vowed to maintain American support for the people of Hong Kong. Greg Clugston, The White House.
In Surfside, Florida, where the death toll has reached 9, the search and rescue operations continue around the clock for bodies and, hopefully, survivors. Local officials have been bolstered by rescue teams from around the world on site to assist, along with some of the very best search and rescue dogs. More news and analysis, townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Britain's former health minister, Matt Hancock, resigns.
Hancock had been under growing pressure to resign after the UK Sun newspaper published photos of him embracing his senior aide, Gina Colodangelo, at work. Nevertheless, Prime Minister Boris Johnson had earlier expressed confidence in Hancock despite widespread calls to fire him. Hancock, however, told the Prime Minister in a resignation letter he owed it to those who have sacrificed so much to be honest in his failures.
Those of us who make these rules have got to stick by them, and that's why I've got to resign.
Opposition MP Lucy Powell says the failure lies with the Prime Minister.
The Prime Minister has a very dangerous blind spot when it comes to issues of integrity and conduct in public life.
Hancock will be replaced by former UK Chancellor Sajid Javid, who recognised his predecessor's hard work despite the scandal. Karen Chamas, London.
More news at townhall.com. The latest Alzheimer's drug is stirring hope for patients and worry for some doctors. For the latest, we turn to Shelley Adler with this report.
Alzheimer's patient Michelle Hall was in the hardware store when she saw the alert on her phone about FDA approval of a new treatment.
I kind of wanted to cry, but I was so happy. I immediately sort of wanted to look at everybody else and say, hey, Look what just happened.
But doctors across the country are still trying to figure out who should receive the drug called Aduhelm, which at best slows the fatal disease marginally. Michelle hasn't yet found out if she's a candidate.
It may not be ready right now, or it may not be the exact drug later on, but the fact that there's something in the pipeline is just amazing.
I'm Shelley Adler.
And check out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
A very turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses and experience your coolest sleep this summer with our best breeze savings of the year. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Coming up on 7 after the hour, it's time now for our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the lists that come out every week from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. So these are the charts for this past week, week of June 21st to the 25th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my DJV colleagues Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner, to comment on, to work our way through the lists, to find things that we really can add in terms of understanding what it is that's what are people talking about, what do we feel and sense. Jennifer not only does this program, she does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles. Jay is noted as social media expert, so she's watching and paying attention to the Twitter comments that people are making, Instagram, Facebook, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So at number 10, the Britney Spears case. I think we'll save that for our trending box, Jay, all right? We'll do that. But, you know, also
I would think that's like number one or two on the list this week. It was such a huge story.
Mm-hmm. Right, it is
so
a
many
deal.
Revelations coming from that.
Yeah, all right. So we'll get to that in a few minutes. The condo collapse, Jennifer, and the conversation around that causes, other than the fact that there are basically 100 people whose lives have been altered or discontinued by this, when you look at it, I think the building looks like it's about, what, 25, 20, maybe 30 years old?
Definitely during the 90s, there were complaints that were filed about the conditions because the building's been sinking over the last several decades, and no one ever imagined that this would happen, and we don't know what the cause is. We've heard that there was some construction on the roof. We've heard that there have been reports about this being a building that was sinking and sinking very quickly. But I think it'll be some time before we get a conclusive answer as to what happened. Half of the building just kind of fell off, and it impacted a lot of nationals from other places. So Colombia, Venezuela, Paraguay.
People in the, in the condo. People who were in
there. Right.
Yeah, right.
And apparently, go ahead,
Jay. Sorry,
I'm not just going to say. Apparently, the building failed inspections just even a year ago.
So, what do you do about that? So, what did the city do after they issued? They're still letting people live there. Why wouldn't they have cleaned the building out?
That's the question, right? What did the people know who were choosing to live there? What did you know? What were the circumstances? I guess, and we'll probably find out more right now. It's still really a lot about trying to search through the rubble and find the 100 people that are still missing and unaccounted for. Were they there? Were they in the building? Were they not? That's the question. They've been hearing banging all along. Is that just the natural settling of the rubble, or are those people that are trying to make noise so that they can be discovered? It's got to be awful.
Yep. All right, number 9 on the list of the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine is the Newsom recall, and what the California's, there's some people who think it's a big waste of money because he's going to win anyway, and, you know, it's another attempt for the Republicans to take control, those bad Republicans. So are you observed
there?
Well,
I think one of the easiest things, you know, we're doing there are a lot of recalls underway in our state at the state level with Newsom, and then with some district attorneys who are pretty awful, and the response is, well, this is just a right-wing effort to unseat me. Well, it really isn't. The local recalls are being led by victims' rights groups, and many of them are outspokenly Democrat. They say, we're not Republicans. We didn't vote for Trump. We're not those people. We are the Democrats that are disenchanted with the people that are representing us. The same thing goes for Gavin Newsom. It's not just Republicans that signed that petition. It's independents, a lot of independents, and even some Democrats who are just tired of hearing one thing from our leaders and then seeing them act in a completely different manner. So the reason that it's trending this week is that it is absolutely official that Newsom is facing a recall. June 8th was the last day that people could take their signature off the ballot after they signed it.
Who does that?
Off of the petition.
Who does
that? Only 43 people in the state of California.
Yeah.
They would have needed 200,000 people to change their mind. And one of the things that caused a bit of controversy is that Gavin Newsom wanted the list of people who signed the petition to be given to him so that he could target the people who signed so that they could try to go after them door to door and get them to change their mind, which is not cool, because when you sign a petition, you should have the right to privacy, just like when you vote, right? No one gets to know who you vote for unless you tell them. So that thankfully did not happen, although they're still pushing for it to happen in future recalls. But Newsom is going to face it. It's official. And now they're looking at trying to change the rules to make it earlier. If it goes under this current set of rules, it'll be November. If Gavin Newsom is successful in changing it because he thinks he'll survive if he can get it over with quickly, it could be in late August or early September.
Yeah. I just noticed that the mayor, to go back to the condo collapse for a moment. The mayor says that apparently there are a lot of illegals in there, and he doesn't know why the building was occupied. Huh? Maybe you should speak to your building department, sir, and figure that one out. Okay, let's see. At number 8, the results of the primary in New York, Republican Curtis Sliwa, who's a talk radio host, won the Republican side. What's the story with this fellow who won? His name is Eric Adams. Happens to be number 8 on the people list at Talkers this week as well. So what's his story? Who knows?
You know, the message that the recall of Gavin Newsom is sending, that in the furthest left state, the furthest left governor, like, in this country, is being recalled by his constituents. That was a message sent. Eric Adams also sent a message. He is someone who ran against the message of defunding the police. And I think that's why you're seeing his popularity send a message to the Biden administration to come out and deal with this, that that's not a winning message for the Democrat Party. So he is,
well,
he calls himself the
it
face.
Isn't unless you're AOC or the squad. I mean,
right.
There's no, who else in the Democratic Party is beating
oh,
that drum?
You'd be surprised. The whole progressive branch is for defunding the police, by and large. They are behind that, and that's
it's
why
idiotic.
They of course it is.
The words are poorly chosen. Rearranging, or if you will, somehow
and look
or
at
other.
What's happened to crime. I mean, forget the, yes, the words are important, but mm-hmm. look at cities that have defunded the police. They are all suffering. New York City is one of them. L.A. is one of them. They've all defunded the police, and now crime is hugely spiking. So Eric Adams ran on funding the police, but he calls mm-hmm. himself the face of the new Democratic Party. He says that he is going to reorganize what has become a kind of a city that seems to be on the decline rather than on the upswing. He said that he wants people want candidates that have calluses on their hands, and you know.
Well, Bloomberg, certainly the last mayor was an idiot. How did this guy get elected? How did he get? How did Blah Blasio get elected?
He had a lot of money behind him.
Is that what
and
it was?
You know, the thing with Eric Adams is that he's a former NYPD captain, so he
got
31. Yeah, he got 31%. Of the voters' first choice picks. They did a ranked choice contest. So we'll see what happens. It'll be an interesting race.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right. Up next, our relationship with China is in the spotlight. Number 7, as we continue our count up from number 10 to number 1. The story list here with Jay. She's going to go through all the things that are trending. And we'll get to lots more of our conversation here. So stand by for that right after this. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife, Joyce, and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, meanwhile, back in the ranch here, the Talk Radio Review, overview of the stories, our point of view from the DJVers, Monday through Friday, the DJV program on the air, and this is our way of complementing the official list and countdown that comes from Michael Harrison later on. With what we've discussed, with these issues being paramount on our mind, that's how they get to the number, you know, into the top 10. Number 7, our relationship with China, I suppose the Russians too. Are the Chinese or the Russians involved at all in our pullout? Are there any behind-the-scenes shenanigans going on now that we're pulling our troops out of Afghanistan? Like, I wouldn't put it past the Chinese to support the Taliban. And, you know,
the Chinese gain a lot by us leaving Afghanistan. That was the closest military base that the United States had to China, which was in Afghanistan. So that benefits them because we're not as close anymore. But Russia has made interesting bedfellows with us over over extreme Islamists. And remember, they had a lot of terror problems in their country as well. And so we worked together a lot with Russia. No one really talked about it, but we worked together a lot with Russia, like going against ISIS and Al-Qaeda. So I have a feeling this was one of the things that Putin asked Biden about in the meeting that they had about what was going to happen when we pull out of Afghanistan. So I think Russia's watching pretty closely because they don't have anything to gain from another situation where an ISIS would blow up like it did when we were getting out of Iraq. So,
Well, they suffered the same fate as did we. In reality, you didn't beat the Taliban. The Taliban beat Russia. I don't know that they beat us, but we've given in or given over. How'd you like to live in a place like that? Think about it for a second. Think about what life must be like in Afghanistan. Or
I think that's why I get so, like, impassioned and crazed when I hear people that, like, poop all over the America and the flag and all of that. Because think about all the other places that people could live, that you could live. Mm-hmm. And then you think, you know we're not perfect, but boy, would you rather live here or in a cave in Afghanistan? You know, it's a clear choice for me.
Yeah, everybody, let's hear it for the caves in Afghanistan. Okay, number six this week, the situation with our southern border and what a mess immigration is. The idea of immigration reform kind of going out the window, ladies, yeah?
Yeah, I think immigration reform is always being discussed and tossed around, but it's really hard to get everybody on the same page because everybody has such different ideas about what that means. I think probably the story that is the biggest this week is the crisis at the border continues, and there's been a ton of pressure on Kamala Harris, who was named like 93 days ago by the Biden administration to be the czar for
very
the border.
Effective.
To,
she's been right. Very effective in that role.
And yeah. So she never would go. And, in fact, when people asked her about the border, she would laugh about it. And I think most famously about a week or two ago, she was asked about going to the border, and she said, I've already been. And the reporter, I think it was,
why should I go back again?
Yeah, she's like, I've already been. And they said, no, you haven't. And she said, well, I haven't been to Europe either. So now she's going because Trump announced he was going on the 30th, and the administration couldn't be shown up by a former president going to the border before they did.
Yeah. Well, what's to be, it's all grandstanding as far as I'm concerned. The people on both sides of the border, the people that live there, they're the important part of this story. And this whole situation has created a god-awful mess for the people living down there. 21 after the hour, trending items up next.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR. Spring savings now at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Car wash coupons are a great gift or for your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash next to Dutch Bros at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years.
We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. During Prohibition and in the 1920s, Costella was the place to go in the Upper Sacramento River Canyon. People flocked there because it was a beautiful, out-of-the-way place where alcohol flowed like water. Illegal stills had popped up throughout Shasta County, especially in the canyon area, with Costella becoming the center for the illegal stills. For the next 10 years, and almost every creek, spring, and water ditch became a home to a still. When Prohibition ended in 1933, things at Costella quieted down. Gone are the days of the all-night parties and all-night drinking. Also gone are all of the businesses in the old town site. Today, it is a quiet and sleepy little community. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Of fans getting behind her saying, you know, lift the conservatorship, and Brittany finally spoke out for herself and said that, you know, it's been years of abuse. She's traumatized. She revealed the fact that she has an IUD in her and she wants to get married and have a baby, and she's not permitted to have it removed.
And above anything else, the women's movement would be on top of that like a ton of brick. That was kind of a cretin, and that's what her father is. I don't think it takes a lot of heavy lifting to figure that out. Last night at dinner, I was talking with my family about this, and I equated to Michael Jackson and what he—it's not Michael Jackson, but Michael Jackson's father, the Jackson 5, and what he did. But this goes way beyond that, Jay, because of the kinds of controls on thought, what your body—it's just.
Yeah,
how does this happen?
Her boyfriend of 5 years can't even drive her in his car, and a lot of people kept commenting on the father.
But who's the judge then? How does the judge allow this? How is there a judge who puts up or not puts up with it?
This is how the law is written in California, and it is extremely difficult to break a conservatorship in California.
But how do you get one in the first place?
Right.
A judge had to decide on that, right?
And, you know, it's possible she was in the state of mind, and she maybe trusted her dad that she didn't fight it and went along with it. But it is hard to break. And so the judge has she has her hands tied. She can only do certain things. It's a whole process to try to make this work. And maybe Brittany will be the catalyst to change the law on this in California.
She said, I've lied, told everybody I'm okay and I'm happy. That's a lie. I've been in denial. I've been in shock. I've been traumatized. I've been faking it. Now I'm telling you the truth. I'm not happy. I can't sleep. I'm depressed. I cry every day. That's pretty strong stuff, right?
Yeah, she's held captive, and she's been making all of this money having to pay for her captivity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a reality.
Yeah.
Okay, what are our listeners saying on social media? I see a lot of people commenting on the conservatorship, the hearing itself anyway, and the revelations.
Cheryl Grazik says, you can only imagine how much money is in her accounts at 40 years old. It's her money. If she blows it all, so what?
Right.
Yeah. Holly Pittman asks if she's just looking for publicity.
I don't think so.
Billy Dale Cummings says, let her have her life back. And Colleen Maxey Smith chimes in with, unbelievable, she's earned that money. She is a grown woman / mother. We've all had some kind of issues at some time in our lives. Doesn't make it a lifetime of craziness. Give her her life back. And then all caps, all of it.
Right. All right, a couple of other things that are trending, like the Delta variant. What are people saying about that?
People are not here for it. They don't even want to hear about it. David Maher says LMAO panic porn 2.0. Well, Sam Watson says BS. It's another plandemic. Only a fool would believe these fools.
Well, I think
people are done
to that. Yeah,
and nobody wants to hear about health stuff at all right now. We're health out.
Let's go. All right. Guys, quick thoughts on Laurel Hubbard being the first person to qualify for the Olympics.
Yeah, pretty much everybody has chimed in that she is a male and should not be part of this. Jeremy Wood says, I don't care if they want to add another class that has trans women competing against other trans women, but this seems ridiculous and totally unfair. Well, Donnie Smith says women can still compete for silver and bronze. Mind you, Laurel Hubbard is she's ranked fourth in the world. She's not even number one, two, or three.
Yeah.
She's why she can't compete as a man.
That's maybe it. It's 28 past the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-529-2856. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-529-2856. That's 800-529-2856 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
Hi. My name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
You are invited to participate in the 16th annual 4-H FFA Community Barbecue, which will be held Saturday, July 10th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. A drive-through event includes your choice of lamb, pork, beef, or goat, with corn on the cob, barbecue beans, coleslaw, bread, and a drink. Tickets are $10 and are available for pre-sale from 4-H FFA members, the 4-H office, and Muse Trucking, or can be purchased at the barbecue. Please join us in making this a successful event.
You can trust them. Stop by and see your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today, or you can visit them online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any two ink cartridges. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details. N626.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back at 34 past the hour with our review of the hot hits in Talk Radio, the ancillary piece from the DJV program's point of view. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay Kirshner, Victoria is off today. So we're at number five, the drought, heat wave. Jennifer, you're a West Coaster. How is it? What's it doing for the production of food? What are you seeing as far as prices are concerned at the supermarket in California?
Everything is sky high with prices. I mean, I haven't seen prices this high in forever. It's just, it's expensive. It's expensive to do anything. Gas is expensive. They pass that on to consumers when you're talking about food. The trucking business has taken a hit. Obviously, grocery stores trying to take new precautions with COVID. So I think everything is just like coming together as this perfect storm, and it's expensive. As far as the drought goes, it's been hot in California where I live, although this last week has been a little bit cooler. But one of the stories is that the California government, Sacramento, is denying farmers the right to use water in Central California because they cite drought-like conditions. So there are a lot of farmers who are losing their business or being forced out of state because they can't water their crops, which is pretty crazy.
Well, I'm looking at some farmers. You know, I do the American Family Farmer program that's heard on a lot of these same stations and in podcast form every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And one of the big items this week, the cost of food, with an overview specifically of what people who raise beef, farmers that are raising beef, because your steak is more expensive. There was a story, a profile of a restaurant in San Francisco that I saw. It's called Harris's. You know that restaurant, Jennifer, in San Francisco?
Oh, yeah, Harris Ranch. Yeah.
It's a steakhouse. Mm-hmm. So the price of an 8-ounce filet with two sides has gone up to $56.
Jeez.
One meal at this place, $56. And as people, the chef of the, well, he's actually the owner, says he's paying 40% more now for the steaks that he buys in comparison to what he paid last year. And he buys them from Iowa raised, mostly Midwestern Dakota raised beefers. But the idea here that all the money is going to the farmer is ridiculous. As a matter of fact, when you look, I was looking, talking to the fellow, a 63-year-old farmer who in the post-pandemic world is trying to make a living. And he's suffering with the same things that we're talking about here. People buying grain or feed for their feedlots or raising it, the tensions that are created by the big four conglomerates that are controlling the price of beef, Cargill, Tyson Foods, the National Beef Company, the Chinese company that bought out the pork producer, Smithfield, yeah. So those are the people that are getting the money. The farmers aren't getting it. It's those four big, huge, 80% of the processed beef sold in our country comes through these big four companies. And you don't think that affects the cost of what you're getting. They are, it's like the big gas companies, right? Mobil, Exxon and that bunch, they control what you pay for gas. The people who are getting it out of the ground, they're
it's all related.
Yeah, exactly. All of it is related. And to not understand that or not realize that and to want to do something about it, it seems to me, once again, we've got the farmers taking it in the, you know what. And here's another thing that has to do with farming and the cost of food this week. The American Farm Bureau finding a very interesting loophole, if you will, in the Environmental Protection Agency's announcement. They're going to reverse some of the waters protection rules. This is not good for our system because the amount of scrutiny that small family farmers are getting way overdoes what the big conglomerates, the big ag business are doing or what they're being asked to do. And so when you look at the cost of that for our food system, in the government, one hand doesn't know what the other is doing, Frank. They say, oh, we're going to help the farmers out. And then they send the EPA around to close farmers down because they've got a puddle in their driveway that they're not monitoring. It's that kind of stuff. And people should know that, Frank.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I always think about when you were doing raw milk and they kept your samples in the car over the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations on that. And then, I go off on this toot every week, but it's true, the Chinese influence in our food system and the fact that they're buying as much. I think I did this. I don't know that I talked about it on the DJV program, but I did talk about it on the American Family Farmer, the influence of the Chinese buying all this grain. You know, the farmers are all the commodity folks, the big commodity markets in Chicago. Oh, they were thrilled this week because the Chinese put in an order for tons and tons and tons of corn and beans and grains and stuff, and everybody said, wow, that's great. But do you realize what the Chinese are doing? They're making you dependent on them, so you grow a lot more stuff. This is my cynical mind working. They provide feed and grain and things the Chinese need, and then one day the Chinese say, well, you know what, I think we're going to buy all of our stuff from Brazil or other countries in South America. We're not going to buy from America anymore. And here, if we become as dependent as we are right now on the Chinese buying our stuff, and all of a sudden they stop, what does that do to the farm economy? What does that do to the economy of our country? Think about that as you think about putting all of your eggs in one basket, as it were. All right, so let's see. Let's move on into number 4 on the list from Talkers Magazine, the investigation into all of whether it's January 6th or election fraud. I don't know what there is left to say, ladies, about that. I think at this point we've had it. We mm-hmm. know what we need to know.
Well, I think maybe we've all had it, but there's a lot that's still going on. Pelosi this week said that she's going to be doing a select committee on the January 6th riot, insurrection, whatever you want to call it. The problem with that is that as a select committee, this is a completely partisan effort. There's not one Republican that sits on the committee. It's going to be just all Democrats, and they're going to be using it to try to run against Republicans in the midterm elections next year, right, to try to scare people away from voting. And I don't know. There's already investigations underway. There's already been charges made. The fact that we have now another political committee doesn't seem very smart. And then on the election side, there's all sorts of audits that are going on right now that are turning up all kinds of things in Arizona, in Georgia, particularly
like
Wisconsin.
What are they turning up?
They're turning up the fact that most, I think there's over in Arizona, there's over like 100,000 ballots that lost their chain of what is it called? Their chain of ownership or whatever it is. So basically, they have ballots that were counted, but that no one knows where they came from. Every ballot, the reason you have like the little barcode on your ballot is that once it's turned in, they're able to see, they're able to track it until it's counted. They've had a whole lot, and literally the number's around 100,000 ballots that showed up in Arizona that were counted and no one knows where they came from.
Huh.
This is the same. So that is of concern. Is it going to overturn the election? You know, I think that's what everybody's afraid of. forget all that stuff, but let's figure out how not to have this stuff happen again, right? Mm-hmm. I think the investigations and the audits are important. Do I think President Trump's going to be sworn in and President Biden's going to be kicked out of the White House? No way. I think people who think that are a little bit off the reservation.
Yeah.
Let's figure out what's going on. I mean, in California, there was a big audit by the Election Integrity Project, which is nonpartisan, and it shows that there's like, I mean, millions, 1.8 million more people registered to vote in California than are eligible. I mean, these are big problems. Those are numbers that when you talk about elections that are determined by like 300 votes or in Arizona, what was it, 11,000 votes, this is meaningful stuff. We got to figure this out. We just have to.
All right, 43 at the hour. You're right. Number two, by the way, I think is tied in the voting bill that was blocked, all that stuff. It's the same. It's all tied together. In a moment, let's take a quick gander at the vaccine situation and the Delta variant as the number one item this week. No surprise, continues to be COVID. Be nice when that's changed. At talkers.com, you can find a list of the people. Also, find the lists at djvshow.com and on our social media, Twitter and Facebook especially. Britney Spears comes in at number 10 on the people list. Number 9, Gavin Newsom. At number 8, the two mayoral candidates who made it through the ranked choice primary, Curtis Sliwa, Republican, Eric Adams, the Democrat. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, number 7. Ms. Harris, Vice President Harris, at 6. Chuck Schumer, the dealmaker, is 5. I guess Joe Manchin, number 4. He's the dealmaker. Mitch McConnell is 3. Dr. Fauci is 2. He still is holding on. A lot of people are calling for his resignation, and maybe that's appropriate. At number 1, Joe Biden. Is he responsible for bringing the Republicans and the Democrats together? That's one of the big questions, and perhaps the answer will play out in the next week or so. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap, because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. The story list from Talkers Magazine for the week of June 21st to the 25th includes at number 10, the focus on Britney Spears. She's actually number 10 on the people list as well. At number 9, the recall in California. And number 8 has the mayoral. Some politics or people running for their offices in 8 and 9 would go together, I think, in that circumstance. Number 7, the story of our relationship with China, especially when it comes to food, the realities of how much food they're controlling in our country. The immigration problem at 6, the heat wave and the drought, what that's doing to the cost of food, number 5, the investigation into election fraud, that sort of thing, number 4. The economy is 3, the voting bill number 2, and COVID is number 1. This week on the story list at Talkers. All right, 46 and change after the hour now on the review. The hot hits in talk radio are the subject matter of this hour on the DJV program, and with the countdown put together here. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keeler, normally here, not this week. Jay Kirshner, we're going to start a segment called Fake News Friday.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, it is. What's the number one fake story this week, ladies?
Well, I was just reading in the L.A. Times, on Friday's L.A. Times, they have an article about how the yoga community has been infiltrated by QAnon, and that there are a lot of people who are, like, in the yoga lifestyle or who would consider themselves very spiritual that also believe in QAnon stuff. And so I just thought it was kind of interesting, and we were laughing that, like, so many headlines are wild, and how many of them are crazy, how many of them are true, and it would be a fun little bit to put together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, figure out what's real, what's not.
One of our listeners out in California sent me a note. We were talking about the cost of food and all that sort of thing. No water in California equals no feed in California equals high prices of beef. The price of hay, I know what that is. Crazy. All right, so let's get to...
Plus the cows escaped the slaughterhouse this week in California. So
right, there was, I don't know. The police chased them down. There for the police.
God love them. They're like, you know, we got to get out of here. Bob disappeared. Next.
All right, so let's
go in there down the hall.
Remember Clara Pella? And
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef? Okay, so if you want free meat for a year, there's an offer in Chicago from one of the meat packers there. If you get a COVID shot, you could get beef, pork, and chicken for a year. 50 families are going to be...
These incentives, some of them are so crazy.
I know.
I can't even deal with it.
I know. It really is free beef for a year. Okay. So anyway, this is for the people that work for this company. They have thousands of U.S. employees, and they say 70% of their employees are vaccinated, and they want the rest of them to get vaccinated, so they'll enhance, or the offer is, if you get the shots, we'll put you in a lottery, and we're going to give away to 50 of our employees enough meat for a year. So would that get you to get a shot, Jay? You get a shot if you were told, okay, I'm giving you a free meat for a year?
Well, I mean, I have to be honest. I'm questioning eating meat anymore after just the cow escape story. Yeah,
right.
I'm kind of
Jay,
like, I don't want to eat cows anymore.
So that, me too.
I have something else.
How about free ice cream for a year?
Oh, I'm here for that.
Let's do a free ice cream.
Yes, I can do that. Absolutely. Yeah.
Or with Jennifer.
It just depends what you're paying with.
Free wine for Jennifer.
Yes,
that would work. Right?
Oh, wait, can I change? I want to be in the wine category.
Well, you can mix wine and ice cream. Have you ever done that? A little wine.
Especially like a blackberry wine. Pour that over some vanilla ice cream.
Vanilla ice cream. Yum. Right. See, we just solved the COVID problem. We're done now, right?
Yeah,
don't worry about
us from the beginning.
Exactly. Don't worry about the Delta variant. Actually, the stuff this week does show that if you get the shots, pretty much that is helping to keep all this stuff from spreading. Food for thought for sure, pardon the pun. At 10 before the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000 up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Green Box Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com. bankofamerica.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Greenbox Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time now. This is a review of the top five stories in the world of technology as organized by Victoria Keelan. Victoria's not here today, so my pal Jay Kirshner is going to work with me to go through the top five. I'll start with the number five one, and you can do four. Pretty exciting how this works, Jay, right?
I like it, yeah.
Very creative, yeah. Okay, at number five this week, the solution to problems at night, if you do not get enough rest, apparently doesn't lie in a new app or a new supplement, rather in an evening ritual beloved by grandparents and parents all over the place. The novel approach to counting sheep is reading an actual book and not downloading a book on your Kindle. That doesn't count either. That is a poll that found 15 out of 20 millennials are on their phones before they go to bed. 75% of the group, actually, that's probably a conservative estimate. The number, maybe 86% of millennials, reported trouble sleeping after being on their phone. Duh. It's like watching television, especially the evening news, right? If you want to compare and contrast that, 9% of those who are over the age of 55 said that they experienced sleep problems linked to the phone. So that would tell you, I guess, that those people who are my age don't use the phone before they go to bed. And people who are millennials or younger, your age, Jay, and younger, they are using their phone. So do you put your phone by your bedstand at night? Do you and your husband have the phone right there by you?
Well, I use my phone as an alarm clock, and I have it to vibrate. So it's right next to me, and the baby sleeps in our room. So it's kind of like I need really quick, easy access to grab it once it wakes me up so it doesn't wake anybody else up.
Got it. Well, it does shift your circadian rhythms, apparently. Throws your body off of its natural wake and sleep cycle. Experts recommending avoiding blue light 2 to 3 hours before you go to bed. So that's not a good thing. And again, sort of TV plays the same role. All right, Jay, what's at number four this week?
NBC's Peacock streaming app is finally coming to Fire TV and Fire tablets. It officially arrived on Amazon devices this week, and the company announced that the app would be supported across Fire TV products. This includes Fire TV Stick Lite, Fire TV Stick 4K, and Fire TV and smart TVs. So, you know, that's going to be great. Viewers will be able to get The Office, 30 Rock, Law & Order, Special Victims Unit, some sporting events, including Sunday Night Football, the Tokyo Olympics, and WWE SummerSlam.
So do you have this already?
Yeah, I have the free version, but Peacock does have premium ad-supported tiers, $5 per month, and then the ad-free experience costs $10 per month.
That's sort of all the ads are worth is $10 a month. That's kind of a startler actually for those of us in the advertising business. Okay, number three, Google appears to have automatically installed a COVID exposure notification app for people who live in my home state of Massachusetts on some of the Android phones here. System not only active if you, it only is active if you turn it on. The app is called Mass Notify. A lot of Android users say it was silently installed on their phones, no notifications. This is, what do you expect from these people like Google and Apple? They're out to control everything. Your world, your thoughts. This is crap. But this is what's going on, and they're able to do it. I find it annoying. It's on Android phones, though, only, right? Is that, if you have an iPhone, do you have an iPhone, Jay, or do you have an Android phone?
Yeah, I have an iPhone, but it's the Android phones that had the app automatically added.
Right, added. Yeah. Okay. All right, number two, what's going on with the FCC?
They have combined two categories of text message alerts into one. There's the presidential alerts and the alerts from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, otherwise known as FEMA. The two will now be in a new national alerts category, active on devices, and they will receive the wireless emergency alerts. And the goal of this is to warn the public of natural disasters and other crisis situations. There was that 2018 false alert in Hawaii where residents were warned of an imminent ballistic missile threat that ended up not being real, and that highlighted the need for improvements in the alert system.
I'm not buying it. Number one this week, top tech story, has to do with John McAfee. Victoria taught me how to pronounce his name. If you have a capital A, then that makes it more
McAfee.
Pronounced. McAfee, apparently. Anyway, he faced extradition from Spain to the U.S. on tax-related criminal charges, found dead inside his cell in Spain. Spain's national court had approved the extradition of McAfee, so I think he was visited by the same people who visited Epstein right before he died.
Sounds like a possibility.
Yeah. they're doing international work now, these people. That's it, the Tech Review, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
Land ho! Hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there! Ah!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. President Biden says the federal government is providing Florida officials with the necessary resources following last week's condo collapse near Miami.
The president spoke with the FEMA administrator Sunday afternoon and said her firsthand description of the disaster scene was excruciating. In a White House statement, he said his administration is providing whatever is needed. He thanked first responders, search and rescue teams, and volunteers for their work. And the president said his heart goes out to the families of the missing during this unimaginably difficult time.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett told ABC's This Week Sunday they've got the best search and rescue team in the world on site.
We've got teams from Israel now. We've got teams from Mexico. We've got world-class search and rescue people. We've got the dogs. We've got the cranes. We are not resource poor. We don't have a resource problem. We've had a luck problem.
So far, the death toll is at 9, over 150 people still unaccounted for. The dilemma surrounding ransomware payments has left U.S. officials fumbling about how to respond to such demands.
While the Biden administration strongly discourages paying, officials recognize that failing to pay would be almost self-destructive for some victims. In an initial step, bipartisan draft legislation would mandate immediate federal reporting of ransomware attacks. Doing so could assist response, help identify attackers, and even recuperate ransoms, as the FBI did with most of the $4.4 million that Colonial Pipeline recently paid. But without additional action soon, experts say ransomware payments will continue to skyrocket. Jeremy House reporting.
Egypt's president and Jordan's king have held talks with Iraq's prime minister in Baghdad, the first time an Egyptian president has come to Iraq in 30 years. More news at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Extremely sensitive defense documents about the British military have been found at a bus stop in England.
The top secret papers included details on a possible UK military presence in Afghanistan, as well as predictions on potential Russian reactions to a British ship in waters off Crimea. An anonymous member of the public contacted British broadcaster the BBC when they found the approximately 50-page document in a soggy heap behind a bus stop in Kent, southeast of London. The Ministry of Defence said an employee had reported the loss of the documents last week. The department also said it takes security of information extremely seriously and has launched an investigation. Karen Chamas, London.
Australia is battling to contain several COVID-19 clusters around the country in what some experts have described as the nation's most dangerous stage of the pandemic since the earliest days. Sydney in the east and Darwin in the north were locked down on Monday. More at townhall.com. U.S. Geological Survey says a small earthquake shook the Baltimore area last week on Friday afternoon.
Geophysicist Paul Caruso says the quake had a preliminary magnitude of 2.6. Caruso is with the USGS National Earthquake Information Center. Caruso also says the tremor struck around 3:40 p.m. Eastern Time. More than an hour after the quake struck, area fire department officials said they had no reports of injuries or damage.
Andrew Stewart reports the quake was centered in the town of Woodlawn, located just west of Baltimore. A minor aftershock rumbled an area northeast of the city Sunday morning. An Ohio man died after falling from the mountain peak of a national park in Alaska. Authorities say the 52-year-old fell 150 feet down the slope of a peak in Wrangell St. Elias National Park and Preserve near the Alaskan town of Kennecott. More news at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Rich Pinnell, branch manager. NMLS number 1067640. PRMI NMLS 3094.
Medical advances have given us the gift of longevity. It also gives us a moving target when we're planning retirement. Because of this, some people haven't been able to live the lifestyle they're accustomed to. The good news? Reverse mortgages have been refined over the years. This gives us a great multifaceted tool for retirement. You could eliminate your house payment or buy an asset you always wanted without suffering the penalties from cashing in an investment. There are literally hundreds of scenarios, but the end product is you could live your life more comfortably. My name is Rich Pinnell with Primary Residential Mortgage, and I'm a reverse mortgage specialist. I've spent years helping seniors with financial issues solve their problems, and I would like to help you too. You can find me at Primary Residential Mortgage, 530-722-4579, or go to Rich, the number 4, Reverses.com.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR 1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Benny. John Joseph Haley was a Massachusetts native whose first job in showbiz was on the stage of the vaudeville as a song and dance comedian. In the early 1930s, Jack Haley starred in some motion picture comedy short films and began getting supporting roles in features. including the musicals Alexander's Ragtime Band, Higher and Higher with Frank Sinatra, and the Shirley Temple picture Poor Little Rich Girl. Just prior to getting his most famous role, that of the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz, Haley indeed hosted this radio program, run by a couple future radio and television stars, Lucille Ball and Gail Gordon. This is from October 28, 1938.
The Wonder Show, presented by Wonder Bread. Yes, The Wonder Show, starring Jack Haley, with Lucille Ball, Virginia Bennell, Artie Auerbach, Ted Fiorito and his orchestra, and the happy Wonder Bakers.
Yo, yo, ho, yo, ho, yo, ho. We are the bakers who mix the dough and bake the bread in an oven stove and work for the Continental. We are the bakers in spotless white whose pans are polished and shining bright, who bake the bread that is always right. A walk for the Wonder Bakers. Yo, ho.
I now take great pleasure in introducing that fastidious, dapper, debonair young man who looks like he has just stepped out of a box car, Jack Haley.
Thank you. And thank you, Gail.
Oh, that's all right, Jack, old fruit.
Why do you call me old fruit? Because I'm sun-kissed?
No, because you look seedy.
Now, wait a minute, Gail. I don't like your insinuations about my personal appearance. I'm as neat-looking as the next person. And although you may not think so, I'm a fighter.
Oh, you are, eh?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'll find out. Here, just brush this piece of paper off my shoulder.
I said I'm a fighter, not a valet.
Well, it's a fine state of affairs when an announcer can't speak his own mind. I didn't have to take this show. I could have done much better.
All right, all right. Don't get excited, well, Gail. And stop shaking your head from side to side. The bobby pins are falling out of your mustache.
Well, at least it's a neat-looking mustache, and neatness is something you don't seem to know much about.
Oh, what's the matter, Gail? What's wrong with me?
What's wrong with you? Well, just look at you. Look at that coat. Never saw a worse-fitting coat in my life.
Now, wait a second, Gail. I want you to know this is a genuine camel's hair coat.
But it doesn't fit you. It's got a big hump in the back.
Well, you know how camels are.
Well, that may excuse the coat, Jack, but look at those trousers. They come way down over your shoes.
Well, what of it? As far as I'm concerned, the job of these trousers is to cover my legs.
Well, they're falling down on the job.
Oh, I didn't notice. Oh, Gail, what'll I do? Have you got an extra pair of suspenders you can lend me?
Have I? I've over 100 pairs of suspenders to hold my trousers up.
Gosh, you don't take any chances, do you? Anyway.
Hello, Gail.
Oh, hello, Lucille. Gee, you're looking swell. That's a snappy outfit.
That's a snappy suit you're wearing, too, Gail.
Say, haven't you forgotten me?
Oh, you poor man. Here's 10 cents for a cup of coffee.
Wait a minute. I'm Jack Haley, the star of this show.
Oh, then here's 15 cents.
How do you like that? Anyway, I don't care what you say, Lucille. I'm very particular about my personal appearance. I spend hours making myself dapper and debonair.
Do you really, Jack?
Why, certainly. Let me give you an example of an average day in my life. I get up in the morning at 7 o'clock.
What do you do then?
I look under the mattress to see if my pants are done.
Then what happens?
I rush into the shower, turn on the ice-cold water, feel that icy spray beating down my bare back. Every nerve alert, vibrating, pulsating, tingling, tingling.
Tingling? You mean your skin is all aglow?
No, the telephone starts to ring about it. Then I take a towel and I rub myself very lightly.
Lightly? Why don't you rub yourself hard with a towel?
What, and tear the paper? Then comes my morning shave with my safety razor.
You should use an electric razor, Jack.
Nothing doing, Gail. The last time I shaved with an electric razor, I got a terrible shock.
You shouldn't have looked in the mirror.
Oh.
Tell me, when you use an electric razor, do you shave from ear to ear?
No, from chick to chick.
Hello, Jack. Hello, everybody. Gosh, I thought I'd never get here.
I don't want to appear bossy, Ted, but you're late.
I'm sorry, Jack. I got up late and couldn't find my suspenders.
Well, why didn't you wear your belt?
Then how could I take my dog out for a walk?
You got me there. Well, Ted, that's no excuse for being untidy, is it, Lucille?
That's right, Jack.
Ted, this is a high-class program, and the band leader should be well-groomed.
I'm dressed as well as all the other officer leaders. This jacket I'm wearing is a mess jacket.
Yes, and your pants are a mess, too. And besides, the tux calls for a wing collar.
I'm sorry, Jack. I couldn't find my wing collar, so I put on this turn-down collar.
Turn-down collar?
Yes, turned down by every laundry in town.
Oh, Ted. Quiet, Lucille. Listen, Ted, this is no laughing matter. You said it. You should... You should take pride in your personal appearance. Look at your shoes.
What's the matter with my shoes?
What's the matter? You have trees in them.
Oh, no wonder I have a corn.
You have a corn?
Yes, nut to you.
Oh. Oh. Nevertheless, Ted, I'm deeply disappointed, and don't let it happen again.
It won't, Jack. As a rule, when I get dressed up, I look well-groomed and blazed.
That's blasé. You can't even read, Ted.
I can, so.
You can, eh? All right. Read this ad from this fashion magazine here. Look.
All right, I'll show I can read. Listen. The fastidious gentleman is always arrayed in the acme of habiliments and accoutrements and, what's the small word here?
That's a comma. Now read the rest of the sentence, Ted. Look, to make it easier, break the large words up into syllables like fastidious. Fastidious.
Oh, I get it.
It's easier that way.
The sartorially perfect gentleman is always immaculate.
It's no use, Ted. You'll never be able to read.
Don't be ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Hello, Gail. Hello, Jack.
Oh, hello, Virginia. What are you laughing at, Virginia?
Look at you, Jack.
What's the matter?
Either your pants are too tight or you're wearing long stockings.
Now, wait a minute. Now, Virginia, isn't it enough that the rest of the cast picks on me? I think I'm as tidy as all the rest of the comedians.
Why, of course you are, Jack, and everybody knows it, too.
Oh, they do?
Certainly. Why, when you walk down the street, the people say, "There goes Jack Haley, the neat whip."
You're reading badly, too, tonight. Well, that's swell, Virginia. I thought you didn't like me because I wasn't a fashion plate.
It's not that, Jack. It's because you don't know how to woo.
What did you say, Virginia?
I said woo, 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 woo.
I can't hear you. There's a train passing.
you don't understand, Jack. I mean, you never take me out.
Well, maybe I don't, but we do sit in the parlor and neck, don't we?
That's right. But only when my folks go to the motion pictures.
Yeah, motion pictures are my best entertainment. Yeah. Oh, that must be for me. I'll answer it. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Haley?
Yes, sir.
This is Adolf Menzel.
Oh, yes, sir.
As you know, I am considered the best-dressed man in the motion picture world.
Yes, I know that, Mr. Montu, but why are you calling me?
I saw you last night at the Trocadero, and I'd like to ask you a personal question.
Yes? What is it?
I want you to tell me the name of the tailor that made that suit.
Oh, why, do you want his name so that he can make a suit for you?
No, I want him to make a blanket for my horse.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, in answer to thousands of requests that my cast is now writing, we present... Come in.
Hey, you. Haley.
What is it, officer?
Can you read?
Yes, officer, I can read.
Well, did you see that new sign out on the street about automobiles?
Yes, officer, I did.
Well, what did it say?
No parking allowed.
Thanks, I forgot my glasses.
Phew, that was a close call.
Mr. Haley?
Yes?
I heard the references your cast made about your not being well-groomed, but, Mr. Haley, clothes do not make the man.
No, then what does?
Personality and charm. Now, here's my card. Read it.
A. Mully Post, instructor in charm. Wait a minute, I have charm. The only charm you have is on your watch. Thanks, Lucille.
Now, Mr. Haley.
Yes.
You know, a man in your position must have self-assurance, confidence, personality.
I should have confidence and personality?
Yes, you should, Mr. Haley.
Why?
Why, certainly in radio nowadays, you just can't get along without poise.
No? Well, Eddie Cantor isn't doing bad.
Oh, you're such a wit, Mr. Haley. You know, you can't go wrong with my course, Mr. Haley. Now, you take Jerome Power. You know, before he came to me, he was ill at ease, awkward, embarrassed. Why, you know, he couldn't even walk into a room filled with women. And now...
Yes?
Now he just simply can't get out. Now, Mr. Haley, suppose you were walking down the street with a girl. Now, would you walk on the inside or the outside?
I'd walk on the inside.
Oh, no, no, no. You should walk on the outside. That would give her protection.
Oh.
Now then, suppose you're walking down the street with four girls.
Then I would need protection.
Oh, no, Mr. Haley. You're entirely wrong. But your faults can be corrected by the purchase of this little book entitled How to Be Successful. The successful man is the well-mannered man.
What do you mean?
Well, now, suppose you were to take your lady friend to the opera. What would you do?
Well, I would buy her a bag of gumdrops and sit in the balcony.
Gumdrops, balcony, no, no, no. You should buy her chocolates and sit in the box.
Well, wouldn't that ruin the chocolates?
You don't seem to understand. Now, for instance, another outstanding characteristic of the well-bred person is the ability to make conversation.
Ability to make conversation?
Yes.
Do you hear that, Cass? Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Post. You haven't met the people in my cast, have you? Mr. Fiorito, this is Mr. Post.
Hello, Post.
Well, I'm glad to meet one of your musical propensity, Mr. Fiorito. Your lethargic, lacrimose, dolorosum, suffering...
If you're stuck, break it up into syllables.
Thank you.
This is Miss Ball, Mr. Post.
How do you do?
Oh, hello, Miss Ball. Didn't I meet you in Zilly's in Paris?
I don't think so, no.
Well, was it the Savoy in London?
No, really, I don't think so.
Well, then perhaps it was the casino at Monte Carlo.
Oh, no, it couldn't have been there.
Oh, my word, I'm certain we've met before. Do you remember where?
Yes, Slapsy Maxie's in Hollywood.
Oh, Slapsy Maxie's, why, that's a restaurant.
That's good. By the way, Mr. Post, what does your book say about table manners? Is it true that it's not proper to reach for food at the dinner table?
Well, it wasn't at one time, but nowadays it's quite proper to reach at the table. But there is one rule you must bear in mind.
And what is that?
You must always keep one foot on the floor.
I do that anyway.
Well, you know, there are other things that are important to know in a dining room. Now, for example, what is the best way to pick up a chicken?
With a roadster.
No? No, Mr. Haley. You see, you pick up the chicken with your fingers.
Yeah.
And after the meal, you wipe your fingers on the serviette.
Wipe your fingers on what?
On a serviette. You know what a serviette is, Ted.
Oh, sure, a Russian.
Go away. Look, Ted, you keep out of this. You musicians know nothing about etiquette.
Is that so? I want you to know my trumpet player is one of the best-mannered men I know.
He is?
Certainly. He always puts his hat over his horn when he blows.
Now, Mr. Haley, let me say again.
Eh?
Let me say again, Mr. Haley, please.
Go ahead.
The answer to all of your problems can be found in this little book, How to Be Successful.
How to Be Successful, huh? Well, what's the price of it?
Oh, the price is right here on it, 15 cents.
Only 15 cents for a book on how to be successful? How come so cheap?
Well, the publishers just went into bankruptcy.
You're listening to The Wonder Show. We'll be right back with more after this short break.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, or visit us at estategranite.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Redding Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Aaron Bell, nicknamed Billy Goat Bell, became the first Superior Court judge in Shasta County in 1880 and served until 1891. It was he who gave the order to move the county seat from Shasta to Redding. The first high school in Shasta County was established in Judge Aaron Bell's nine-room house at the corner of West and Placer Streets in Redding in 1899. In 1902, a new high school was completed, facing Placer Street. Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
We would not want...
Poor Peter. Whatever became of him?
Son, your father has gone to his eternal rest.
I didn't know he had a government job. Come in.
Fauntleroy Haley.
Yes, sir.
Do you remember me?
No, I don't.
Don't you remember me? I came here last year with a basket filled with meats, vegetables, candied yams, preserves, and oodles of goodies.
What, no hostess cake? Oh, have you come to bring us more goodies?
No, I came to take back the basket.
Ah, woe is unto us.
Don't fret, son. I'm going out to see if I can get work. What time is it?
I don't know, Mama. This morning I ate the cuckoo in the clock.
you. I thought it was the bed ticking. I must leave you now, son.
Goody, goody.
You will be all right. You are such a clever little Haley.
Yes, I am a wonder brat.
Goodbye, Crumb.
Oh, there goes my poor mama. Now I am all alone. And yet it seems I really am never alone. Sometimes I hear a voice, as if there were another person inside of me. I wonder if that is possible.
Yeah, it could be.
There it is. That inner voice, haunting me. I must escape it. I will go out into the street. I shall put on my pants with the flower bag patch. Then I will be in the dough.
Fauntleroy. Yoo-hoo. Fauntleroy.
There it is again. That voice. I shall run across the street and escape it. There. I am rid of him. Ah, here comes a kindly-looking man. I shall accost him and ask for aid. Kind sir, could you give me a few alms?
A few alms? What do you think I am, an octopus?
Oh, how cruel he was. I must look further. Oh, look at that window with all those nice cakes in it. I could crash that window with a rock and steal some.
Don't you do it.
There it is again. That voice. I thought I got rid of it. I thought I got rid of you when I crossed the street. What took you so long?
I had to wait for the light to change.
Where are you?
I am inside of you, Fauntleroy. I am your other self, your alter ego.
Did you come here to haunt me?
I didn't come here to dilly-dilly.
Tell me, alter ego, have you always been inside of me?
Oh, no. Last week, I was inside of an Eskimo.
Why did you leave him?
Why did I leave him? Because all day long he ate herring and never took a glass of water.
If you are inside of me, where do you live?
I live in your head, right next to your brain.
Next to my brain?
Yes.
Is there room?
Is there room? I'm thinking of taking in boarders.
So, you've been in my head all the time?
Ooh, not at all, not at all. I used to live in the depths of your soul.
But when did you move?
Last Tuesday when your mother spanked you.
And are you with me day and night?
Ibbidi bibbidi glibbidi deep. I'm not telling you a thief. Day and night. Yeah, man. Day and night.
You must work hard.
Oh, fish pash, you call that work? You know something? I was once an alter ego for Don Wilson.
Was that hard work?
Wait, hoo-hoo, that was a project.
Do you live inside of me and control everything I do?
Yeah, ma'am. Why do you think you never wash your face in the morning, huh? Why do you always forget to scrub behind your ears, huh? Why don't you ever take a bath?
Why?
Because you're a dirty little boy.
Tell me, alter ego, why are you speaking to me? What are you going to do?
Listen, Fauntleroy, all your life, wherever you go, I'll be around to give you information.
I hope you'll be around when the racing season starts. Santa Anita. Shh, quiet. Someone is coming.
Pardon me, mister, my lad. Can you direct me to Fauntleroy Haley?
I am Fauntleroy Haley. What do you wish, and who are you?
I am Meadows, the bonny first butler to your bonny grandfather, the bonny Lord Hathbrand of Whittingham, Twerp on the Thames.
What do you want?
Well, Fauntleroy, I've been searching for ye high and low to tell ye that your grandfather is retiring and you've fallen heir.
I can hardly believe my ears. What did you say?
I said you've fallen heir.
How do you like that? Now he'll need our scalp treatment.
Hoot, man.
But did you hear a voice then?
Oh, that was only the voice of my conscience.
Well, your conscience speaks with a dialect.
Tell me, Meadows, now that I am heir, what will happen?
Your grandfather wishes you to come to Bonnie Scotland at once and become the lord in his place.
Mayn't I wait for my mamma?
Nay, his lordship insists that ye come without your mother.
Very well, but I know I shall be lonesome. I shall sit around all day and moon over my mammy.
Come, let us go. Our boat leaves in a few minutes.
Would you read that again, dear?
Come. Should come first. Let us go. Our boat leaves in a few minutes.
All right.
Grandson, you have been here at McCastle for 3 months now. Are you happy?
Aye, Grandfather. Tis grand.
Hoot, mon. 3 months in Bonnie Scotland and you're taught like a bonny Highlander. All except one thing.
What is that, Grandfather?
You should accent the fourth syllable of the word grand. Tell me, laddie, when you came from America, did you hay a pleasant crossing?
Nay, Grandfather. It was a rough crossing.
Me, oh my, it certainly was rough. Hoot, man, he got rid of everything but me.
Who was that, Fauntleroy? I thought I heard a voice.
It is nothing, Grandfather. It is only the voice of my other self. Pay it no mind.
Aye, as long as you don't bring it into dinner.
Say, say, Grandfather, it must be nearly dinner time now.
Excuse me, Lord Fauntleroy.
Aye, Meadows, what is it?
Your dinner guest, Baron Fitzutite, will may be here for dinner, owing to a death in his family.
Hootman, and who died?
The Baron.
Then, Grandfather, we'd better go into dinner without him. The last one into the dining room is a finet.
Well, Larry, it looks like I'm a finet.
Grandfather, here's the third floor maid. I wonder what she wants.
Oh, excuse me, your lordship. But while the butler and I were in the kitchen, the lights went out and we couldn't work.
Well, you shouldn't have carried on in the dark.
What?
In the dark.
Well,
you shouldn't have carried on in the dark.
Don't worry, we didn't. Wow!
Grandson, I have some real good news for you.
Hey?
I say, grandson, I have some real good news for you. I'm retiring from politics, and you'll hate to take my place. In fact, I have just left my seat in the House of Lords.
Don't you feel uncomfortable?
Well, grandson, I've decided to leave all my money to you. But before I do, I'd like to know what you're going to do with it.
Do you really want to know?
I'm all ears.
What do you care for yourself?
Who said that?
I don't know.
Tell me or I'll slap your face.
I'd like to see you do it.
Oh, ouch, grandfather.
Oh, it hurts, does it?
Oh, pish-posh, I didn't even feel it.
Well, I'll beat you again. And teach to respect your elders.
No, no.
Where's McCain? I'll show you.
Hey, what's the matter with the chair?
Please. Please, grandfather, pay no attention to that voice. It isn't talking. It's my other self. I wish I could get rid of him.
Oh, you're bothered with your other self, too. It's the curse of our clan, Fauntleroy. We've all been bothered by our conscience.
What can I do, grandfather?
Here, a gypsy once made up a potion for me. If you take one drink, it'll drive the other self out of you, and he'll have to find another body to annoy.
That is good, grandfather. Give me the vial. Ah, that tasted bitter. Bitter or bitter. But I don't mind. For at last my alter ego has left me. Aren't you glad, Grandfather? Don't you share my joy with me, Grandfather?
Could be.
Egad, he's in my grandfather. Take me away!
This is Jack Haley, your man Friday. Hoping to be your man Friday, every Friday, at the same hour. Good night.
From October 28, 1938, to put that in perspective, just 2 days later, also on CBS, Orson Welles and his Mercury Theater on the Air program would air that infamous and panic-inducing War of the Worlds production, quite possibly the most famous radio broadcast of all time. I'm Greg Bell, and today most folks remember the host of The Wonder Show, Jack Haley, for the role of the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz. But he only got that job because another actor had to drop out. And at the end of the show, I'll explain. Meanwhile, next on Wind Radio was the Jack Benny program, right after this break.
Her name was Rose, and she was pretty. And that's all anybody in Dodge knew about the girl.
In the wild expanse of the old Western territories, people came to Dodge City, Kansas to start over, to start some trouble, or to die.
The way a shotgun works, it's all three of us or none of us. Now you hand over that gun.
No. Oh, Slim, why didn't you stay clear?
Now what's this all about?
Rose, I want that gun and I want it now.
William Conrad stars as Marshal Matt Dillon in Radio Spirit's 10-CD Gunsmoke collection, Dead or Alive.
Marshal, I wasn't afraid when I grabbed that gun. Does that count for anything?
Counts for a lot, Tom.
I don't have to be ashamed anymore.
No, of course you don't.
I can go home and face folks.
You can face anybody, Tom.
These 27 hard-hitting adventures co-star Parley Bear as Chester, with Howard McNear as Doc, and Georgia Ellis as Kitty.
You lay a hand on me. Scratch your eyes out.
Woman of sin, you're going to die.
Not likely, mister. Now you keep away from me. You don't want to get blown in half.
You took my gun.
I sure did, mister.
Gunsmoke, Dead or Alive, sells for $39.98, but When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code OLDWEST7.
What's the matter, Mr. John?
We're about to have a killing on our hands, Chester.
Get Gunsmoke, Dead or Alive, today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code OLDWEST7. This offer is available for limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Faster, more data, and a better experience. 5G is the next generation of smartphone connectivity, and the Samsung Galaxy S21 5G is built to take advantage of this exciting new technology. Jeff Ingram from Samsung fills us in on Samsung's newest smartphone.
It's loaded with state-of-the-art innovation, so the design is absolutely beautiful. The pro-grade camera for people who love taking photos, I mean, let's face it, everyone who owns a smartphone is always taking photos and taking videos, so having that pro-grade camera is really important for the S21 user. And we've got our most advanced processor in the smartphone that enables things to work more seamlessly together, the connectivity, the power and performance that really only Samsung can deliver.
And for more info on the Galaxy S21, head over to Samsung.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where it's time for Jack and the Gang. This is from October 3rd, 1948.
The Jack Benny Program. Starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Dane, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, as most of you know, Jack Benny spent his summer making personal appearances in Europe. On July 19th, he opened at the Palladium Theater in London. So now we take you back to Jack's opening night. He's just finished his first London stage appearance, and the audience is leaving the theater.
I say, Penelope, what did you think of this Benny chap? Droll, eh, what?
Rather. And did you notice, Derek, he performs with such great abandon, such complete lack of inhibition, such verve, such enthusiasm, such gust.
Oh, yes, yes, indeed. And how did you like his orchestra conductor, that Phil Harris fellow?
Oh, he's a jolly one. What stage presence. Don't you think he carries himself well?
I wouldn't know. Every time I've seen him, someone else was carrying him. Oh, look. Look, there's Cyril. I say, Cyril. What'd you think of Jack Benny?
If this is land lease, let's pay them off.
Good. After finishing his engagement at the Palladium in London, Jack Benny and his troupe left England and went to France, where they appeared at the Olympia Theater in Paris.
Allons, tell me, Pierre, what do you think of Monsieur Benny?
I could tell you in one word, but I would rather use more. Perhaps I am prejudiced. You see, for the past 9 years, I have been Monsieur Benny's violin teacher in America.
Then what are you doing here in France?
I have come home to die.
Vive la France!
Vive la forest lawn!
After a successful series of engagements in Europe, Jack and his gang sailed for home. So let's pick them up now aboard the Queen Mary. It's their last day out.
Let's walk around the deck again, dear. Such a beautiful day.
Very well, darling. Oh, the water's so calm and the air so... Uh-oh, here he comes again. Let's get down to our stateroom.
Sailing, da-diddle-dee-dum-da-dum, da-diddle. I can't understand it. It's a big ship and nobody's ever on deck. Oh, well. Sailing, sailing over the bounding main. $300 to make this trip, I'll never go again.
Holy smoke. We're not supposed to get into tomorrow. And there's the Statue of Liberty.
Jack, put on your glasses. It's me. I'm waving at you.
Oh, hello, Mary. Mary, I haven't seen you all day. Where have you been, with Phil?
No, I haven't seen Phil since lunch. I've been just walking around the deck. And, Jack, you'll never guess who I ran into.
Oh.
Edgar Bergen. Oh. He's on his way back from Sweden.
Gee, I didn't know Bergen was on this boat. How is Edgar?
He's fine, but Charlie was leaning over the rail.
Gee, that Bergen is a clever ventriloquist. Mary, here are a couple of decks here. Let's unfold them and sit down.
Okay.
Thanks, Mary.
You're welcome. Jack, I hope you won't mind, but I can't have dinner with you. You see, it's the last night out, and I've been asked to sit at the captain's table again.
Yeah, it's funny. I can't understand why he didn't ask me.
Well, I don't blame him after what you did last night.
Huh?
Imagine washing your teeth in the finger bowl.
That was my elk's tooth. I dropped some gravy on it. Anyway, I'm sure glad we dock tomorrow.
Oh, I'm kind of anxious, too. Gee, I can hardly wait to see my sister, Babe.
Oh, is Babe coming up from Plainfield to meet the boat?
She has to. She's head oiler on one of the tugs.
Honey, I knew she could do it. Well, Mary, we've had a wonderful trip. It'll be good to get back home and see the old gang again, won't it?
Yeah, and I'm kind of anxious to get back on the air. Have you any idea what we'll do on the first show?
No, but I imagine it'll be the usual thing. You know, the whole cast will greet each other. I'll ask them what they did on their vacations, and they'll have to tell me how good I look, you know. What else can you do on a first show?
Say, Jack, I've got an idea. Why don't we do a boat scene where you and I are coming home on the Queen Mary?
No, that wouldn't be good for an opening broadcast.
Well, you know best.
Yeah.
Jack Benny and the gang will return after this short break. Stay tuned.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to the Jack Benny Program on When Radio Was.
Well, how about taking another walk around the deck?
Okay.
You know, maybe we'll run into Phil. He ought to be up by now.
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Oh, hello, Betty. Hey, Mary, this is the little girl I told you about yesterday. Betty, this is Miss Livingston.
Hello, Miss Livingston.
Hello, Betty.
Well, Betty, are you glad we're getting in tomorrow?
I sure am. I can hardly wait till I get home and see my grandma and my grandpa and my little dog, Topsy.
Oh, I'll bet they missed you, too. Well, see you later, Betty.
All right.
Oh, say, Betty, do you want me to play with you again this afternoon?
Yeah, but no more stud poker.
All right, Betty, whatever you like. Come on, Mary.
Jack, you didn't.
It was all right, Mary. She gave me my money back. Say, Mary, after you have dinner...
Oh, Jack, there's Phil over there in that deck chair.
Oh, so he finally got out of bed. Let's go over... Oh, for heaven's sake. He's still studying that book on how to speak French since we've been to Paris. Let's sneak over and see how he's doing. Now, let's see. Uit, ball, ang, la, koang, posh. That means eight ball in the corner pocket. Wonder how you say kiss off the 12. Hey, here's something that'll come in handy when I get mad at Alice. Voltre mère porte guerre soulier. Your mother wears army shoes. Now, let's see. How do you ask...
Hello, Phil.
Ah, bonsoir, ma chérie.
Phil, mon chéri means my darling.
Livy, when you've been with Jackson as long as I have, you learned to love that old man. All right, all right. Hey, Livy, you want to hear something else I learned in French?
What is it, Phil?
Hey, listen to this. Ici venir vibab avec anti-etment la nouvelle en boat relile abie boussant sous l'ie.
Well, what does that mean?
Here comes old Bob with all the news with a box back coat and button shoes. Phil, before you study French, you ought to learn a few more words in English.
Listen, Dad.
Yeah?
Calm down a little bit. You're just jealous because I was such a big hit in London.
You?
Certainly. When we were at the Palladium, who did the audience want to hear sing? Me. Who did the audience applaud the longest? Me. Who did the crowds ask for autographs? Me.
And who signed them for you? Me.
And listen, smart guy, since you brought that up, when I wasn't on the stage, who did the audience keep yelling for?
Danny Kaye.
Yes, and he's my friend.
But you know, I have to go along with Phil. You were jealous because he was a big hit in England.
I was not.
Then why'd you go around telling everybody he was a Russian spy?
Oh, I just did that for a joke.
Well, I gotta leave you kids. I'm going in to have 6 o'clock tea.
Phil, that's four o'clock tea.
I know, but it takes me 2 hours to gag that stuff down.
I can understand. See you later, Phil. You know, Mary, I wish Phil wouldn't keep talking about what a hit he was at the Palladium in London. Why can't he be modest about it like me?
You modest?
Yes, me.
I've got 10 answers to that one. Any one of which will send me back to the May Company.
You miss a few more lines and you'll go back to the May Company. Let's take one more walk around the deck, will you?
Well, I'm kind of tired, Jack. I think I'll go down to my stateroom and take a little nap before dinner.
Okay, Mary. I'm going to sit out here for about an hour. I'll see you later. Yeah, da da bum deedle. We'll be in New York tomorrow. And I think of all the places I've been the last 3 months. England, France, Scotland, Holland, Germany. Germany. Oh, boy, when we did our show for the GI, they sure went for Mary and Alice Faye and Marilyn Maxwell. I wonder why they liked them better than me and Phil. They sure did, though.
There's a tree in the meadow with a stream drifting by, and carved upon that tree I see I love you. Till I die, I shall always remember the love in your eyes. The day you carved upon that tree, I love you till I die. But further down Lover's Lane, a silhouette I see. I know you're kissing someone else. I wish that it were me. By that tree in the meadow, my thoughts always lie. And where I love you till I die. But further on down Lover's Lane, a silhouette I see. I know you're kissing someone else. I wish that it were me.
Half of a season opening episode of the Jack Benny program from the fall of 1948. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had The Wonder Show with Jack Haley. And, of course, he's best known for playing the Tin Man in the 1939 classic Wizard of Oz. But he only got that role because the original actor cast had to drop out during production. I'll explain and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
A young boy at the age of five.
MusicRewind.com praises and celebrates the Blues Bible, an amazing compilation of 60 original blues classics on 3 CDs.
Troubles is all in the
China, will I see
The Blues Bible pays tribute to the music of some of the original and most influential blues artists of all time, such as B.B. King, Robert Johnson, Muddy Waters, T-Bone Walker, Bo Diddley, Johnny Guitar Watson, and many more.
Heartaches and trouble, something I never knew.
Order the Blues Bible now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98, an unbelievable value for 60 songs on 3 CDs. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code BLUES77.
All for your feet. Take you home with me.
Worship the Blues Bible Collection at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and pay just $19.98. Don't forget promo code BLUES77 to save on shipping.
Evil is going on.
That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember BLUES77.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360 degree ergolift hinge. The sleek and ultra compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about The Wizard of Oz. Jack Haley was cast in the role of the Tin Man only after the original actor hired Buddy Ebsen had a near-fatal allergic reaction to the aluminum dust makeup. Ebsen, who of course later starred in the Beverly Hillbillies and as Detective Barnaby Jones, had first been tabbed to play the Scarecrow, but he would swap roles with Ray Bolger. The allergic reaction to the makeup, though, landed Ebsen in the hospital and out of the film. After Haley was cast, the makeup was also switched to a paste to avoid risking another allergic reaction. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around, but hey, visit us at the website. Easy to remember, it's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
Chad Benson Show,
The Dana Show,
Radio America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.